Simpsons, Bob's Family Guy, and Bless the Hearts, TV's newest smash.
Houston, Texas, Cowboys, Cowgirls, Long Necks, Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, returning. You know, every Texan got things they really did to their horses, their ladies, and their mamas. You know, my mama lived there, and every chance I get, I be coming home, man, because there's nothing like your mama. Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, the greatest sports attraction in this country worldwide. I'm going to boogie down for you on the 26th, you understand? I'm going to bring it to you. Houston, Texas, Dusty Rhodes, Willie Nelson. It's all one thing. The little plumber's son from Austin who just went on and did it his way. So whoever I step in there with, you know, you got to understand this fact that my mama be watching all the time what her boy does. And it's important for me to not to disappoint her. The American Dream, thunder in both fists, headed your way with knuckle sandwiches.
Earlier today, there was a press conference.
This is Great Muta. And you are listening to the Turnbox Robux with Phil Lea and that pain in the Astropion Light in M Radio.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
All right, let's try these out. The Shining Wizards is a funny wrestling podcast. Nah. The Shining Wizards is an insightful wrestling podcast. Too confusing. The Shining Wizards is an entertaining podcast. Something off. I got it. The Shining Wizards is a great wrestling podcast that airs live Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. East on RantDMRadio.com and is available on all podcasting platforms. Yeah, I think that covers it. Visit ShiningWizards.com for more information, and please join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Dark Satellite Media.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Woo! Yeah!
Another Friday, people.
It's another Friday.
You know what that means.
What does it mean, Chop?
We're live, and it's Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Uh-huh!
That's right.
That's right, bitches. Mm-hmm. I'm Phil.
I'm Choppy.
And I'm Jay.
All right. And we're live?
We are live.
Live and in color.
In color.
And fresh baby face as well.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, JT. I look like a former pedophile. What's up, Hammer? Thank you, buddy. My son thinks I look cute.
How do you shave and I grow this humongous beard?
Yeah.
I've had this beard for about 3 years. You know this.
This is true.
And I just, I've been really, my depression's been fucking off the chain.
Excuse me for 1 second.
Go ahead.
Food's here.
Oh.
All right. Choppy's going to get dinner. But, look at my second pop. I look like he's 40 again. Thanks. Yeah, but my depression's been really fucking bad, so I came home Wednesday night, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it.
Sometimes you just need a fresh... I mean, I did it a few months ago. I was like, you know what? Let me see if I can get some of these grays. Get rid of them. Next thing you know, they're back in action, but...
I just said... And I thought, I mean, you know. All right, let's see. I see Shaylin in the room. Cuz bro Richie's in there.
Anybody see Richie?
JT. Else was Wilson. I think that's it. Anyway. So yeah, my depression's been fucking ridiculous. So I just decided to shave the face.
You know, every now and then. Sometimes, like I said, change is good. You just change it up. Nothing wrong with it for the most part. Especially you know, facial hair wise. You change it up.
You know, and for me anyway. I don't like change at all. So I'm and you know we're creatures of habit.
Yeah, same here.
So when, you know, about a year ago when I wanted to shave it off, I just kept it on, you know, and everybody liked it. I was like, "Oh, you know, everybody at work and like there was I got some compliments on the train from like random strangers. Oh, you look so nice. You have nice eyes." I'm like, "Yeah, thanks." Nice. Fucking you creepster. Oh, what's up, Rob? How are you? Doing flips and shit. Yes, and we know, cuz.
I'm over here now.
That's right. So, yeah, man, my depression's been off the chain. I wasn't even doing the show tonight.
Yeah.
And then I texted Jay and Choppy around 5 o'clock, and I was like, you know what? I can't sit home anymore. I got to just, and I already, did my homework, so it wasn't like I was unprepared.
Yeah.
I've seen this fucking... This event like 30 times. It's actually one of my favorite events.
I was just going to say, this is a good year.
It's one of my favorite events of all time, my favorite year of wrestling. So, and we got a lot of news to talk about. There's a lot of crap that went on this week.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's so much current stuff going on, and I haven't spoken to you guys in a while. We really haven't spoken to each other in a while.
Yeah.
In a couple days, everybody's been really busy. I swear I wasn't doing it. Last night, I texted the guys really late. I'm like, listen, guys, I'm not feeling well. I don't think I'm going to be doing a show. And then I just got my balls twisted today. I was like, you know what? I had a really good cry, and I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to do it today.
Yeah. Like I said, something like this, you know, kills the time a little bit. And, you know, you're not sitting at home and, you know.
You know something, Jay? This is sad to say, but I don't mind admitting it, but. It's probably the only thing I've done right in my life the last... Besides help Mikey's parents raise him. Yeah. It's probably the only thing I've done right in my life in the last almost 10 years, you know? So, this is my baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and we're doing things, and we got a lot of stuff planned, and, you know, you're in the fold now. So it's like, it's you know, it's pretty exciting, and it's a really good time to be a wrestling fan. Mario from the Barrios in the room. Jay, why? Yeah, we'll talk about New Japan.
Yeah.
I think they're having an event next week. So there's so much stuff going on in pro wrestling that, I thought I had to come on. Almost felt obligated to come on.
I was just going
to
say, yeah.
And talk about all this stuff,
and
especially
after Tuesday at 6:05, I figured that would be the first thing you wanted to talk about.
No, I don't need a tampon. I'm medicated and I have a good support group, so. Anyway, it's all good. So I, and I'll wait for Chops to come down.
Yeah.
I really want to talk about the, Tuesday was...
It's a super throwback. It's almost like...
Man, I was so happy. It was, it was good times. There he is. There he is.
He's here.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
We'll grab it on a break. Thanks, brother. Yeah.
Break, fuck that.
I know you're hungry. But where's the Bronx flunky Uptown Georgie? Uh-oh. The Yankee-Astro thing is kicking in. The American League Championship Series starts tonight. Yankees-Astros. They start tomorrow. The National League starts tonight.
Yeah.
Which is the Nationals and the Cardinals. So, yeah. No, it's really good because, it's a good time to be a wrestling fan. So we'll wait for shit lips to come
back. Yeah, and it's like I said, especially as of late, I think I said it a few weeks ago, younger me right now would have a raging boner. Like, this is full-on wrestling fandom right now.
Yeah. So, well, have you been, by the way?
Very, very well, yeah. I'm a little sore. I went to an indoor trampoline park. So apparently I have muscles that I don't even know. And they're hurting. I took a few bumps on the on one of the trampolines.
That's awesome.
But it was a good time. Otherwise, everything's good. I haven't had a day off in a few days. So,
my sister Natalie has a trampoline in her backyard.
Oh, those are
It's giant, dude. And yeah. The kids love it. We took my son there in the summertime. For a party.
Yeah.
And he was beside himself.
Well, it was funny because I used the same thing as a kid. We used to jump on trampoline. My buddy Ob had one, and we used to do big wrestling matches there, but we used to do a lot of flips. And so I was like,
you did what, Jay?
I used to do flips.
You do flips.
Flips and shit.
Okay.
And so I was like, you know what? Let me see if I can still do it. It took me about 3 or 4 times to do a front flip, but I was able to do a front flip, but man, I was in so much fucking pain after that.
Yeah, no, those things are fun, but when you hit a certain age, brother.
Oh, I feel that. This happened shit, Wednesday. Yeah, I'm still feeling it.
All that shit catches up to you, man.
And it's funny, because, and then there was this, they have, a little dodgeball area, so, they set up and they play dodgeball with the little kids or whatever.
Yeah.
There was this one dick kid. This kid had to be about 9, maybe 10. He was going around to random people and hitting them with the dodgeball.
Thanks, Joe.
The thing was deflated or whatever, but he still was hitting people. So he hits me in the back. I was like, all right, whatever, I'll sell it a little bit. He hits me again, and this kid starts gunning for me. And he hits me in the head with the ball, and I said, fuck this. I'm chasing the kid. My girl's friend's like, he's a kid. I'm like, he's still a dick. I'm going to hit him with this goddamn ball. I'll show him.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Bop it! What's up, Mike Palmer? Anyway, Chop, how the hell you been, man?
I'm fucking exhausted.
You are exhausted. Are you working tomorrow?
No, thank God.
You're off, right?
Oh, you want to know why?
Why?
Because I had a horrible week this week.
You want to talk about it? Well, first of all, how was Joker, by the way?
On a scale of, amazing to fucking heavenly, I would say heavenly.
Heavenly? Yeah, I'm going to try to see it tomorrow or Sunday. I haven't seen it yet. I was supposed to go with someone that fell through, so I'm gonna go on my own, I guess. Whatever.
It's gonna be great.
Oh yeah, I don't mind going to movies by myself.
I used to do it all the time too.
Me too. Oh, you know, so when I lived by the Atrium, I used to go all the time. You know,
Atrium was a shit.
Yeah,
that's the best. To me, that's the best movie theater in all of Staten Island.
Drink and fit the walker. I dated drive. Nice.
Mary, you saw it, right?
Mary, you saw Joker too. I think JT saw it too. But yeah, I heard it was good. I got a little bit of mixed reviews at the workplace.
Fuck mixed reviews. You want to know why? Because people are like, oh, it's not the same. It's too artsy. It's too this. Shut the fuck up and enjoy it. It's really a really good movie.
JT said beating up on kids not cool, Jay. Mike
Palmer said, hey, the kid deserved it. I hate to say it. He was a dick.
Palmer said the best part of dodgeball, humbling a 13-year-old with a headshot.
Yeah. Boom, right there.
Hit the bell.
Fuck his ass. Make him humble.
Yeah.
And Phil Ray, a fun fact, in junior high school, I was the reason why we switched from the volleyballs to Nerf balls for dodgeball. It wasn't on purpose. I mean, it was a headshot. Me and this kid, Angel Otero, we popped this kid in the face, bro. We shattered his glasses, broke his nose, like a double shot with those hard white, remember the white volleyballs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We fucking pegged this kid in the face and knocked him out. How about knocking your lifelong bully out with a headshot? No, I didn't. Lou did. Oh, yeah, you didn't see it, so Lou saw it. Okay. I thought, because that's the crew we all go to movies with, so I just assumed JT was with them. Yeah, no. I think anything that you can do in your adulthood when you were a child, if you can get away with it. Like, if I can play dodgeball now, I would probably get arrested. I'd probably commit a felony.
If we would play dodgeball now as adults, I think we would even use a regular dodgeball.
Well, the game wouldn't last as long.
JT, you can come any Friday you want, man. I think JT's close, actually.
Where's he live?
Jay, where are you, bro? Are you in Newdorp? I forget where you are. But JT's on the island.
So tell him come over.
Yeah, definitely come over, man. Definitely come over for a show. See, Mario said it was a masterpiece. So what?
We're having a serious conversation, and Chompy's in the back going.
If you're watching SmackDown, I apologize. It's been shit. And I got an interesting question for you guys, because I actually saw the Crown Jewel press conference this afternoon.
Oh, God. Please tell me. How'd that go?
Well, you want to get anything else going on in your private lives? Anything else?
So, today this week at work, it was pretty fucked up. Because I was in Harrison, New York, which is in Westchester.
JT's by the mall. Okay, so we'll buy CSI.
Oh, perfect. So you're not that far from me.
You're not that far at all. Go ahead.
So, we were running the... I was running the set over there. Mind you, the set is... Like, Harrison is like buku money over there.
Oh, okay.
That's by Rye.
Yes.
That's where the Rangers have their practice facility.
Yes.
For all you hockey fans out there.
And they own... The house probably was worth about $10 million.
What's up, Aaron?
And these people were so rich they had an elevator inside their house.
Wow.
That's Arab money.
That's... Yeah, it's actually Jewish money, believe it or not.
Jewish money. Ring that bell. happy New Year. Happy Yom Kippur to everybody, by the way, too.
Yeah, that's...
For all kosher peeps.
They were...
Young Skipper, as we call it at the workplace. That's when you have to fast.
They were fasting, yes.
And they swing the chickens, too, on Coney Island Avenue.
Ooh.
Cock swinging.
Yeah.
Hey now. So, yeah, it was just a disaster. And then, I'm going to be honest with both of you guys, I did not see the throwback this week. I saw up to maybe, like, Psychos. It was a Sid Vicious versus...
Ranger Ross?
Ross.
He got annihilated. But anyways.
We'll talk about it. It's all good.
I feel terrible. The only thing I saw was AEW and NXT, because that's what I had time for, and that was it.
It's okay. Listen,
I'd rather be honest than be fucking lie, because I was so... I worked...
So you want to tap out? You want to tap out for the second part of the show?
I want to stay.
Okay, all right.
I worked. I think I did about 12 to 14 hour shifts this week. It was a lot. It was really bad.
Thank you, Aaron.
I'm over here now.
Aaron's a great guy.
Aaron's a great guy. We the people. We'll get into it. All right. So where do you want to go first? You want to go news? You want to go AEW, NXT?
Let's do whatever you want to do.
All right. News. So I watched Crown Jewel the press conference today. And they announced two more matches. Obviously, it's not a secret no more. Cain Velasquez is going to fight Brock Lesnar,
and obviously it's for the title, right?
It's a Lions Den match. I think it's like Ultimate Fighting type of UFC type of thing.
Wait! They're doing the Ken Shamrock Lions Den
match? I believe
they
are. Yeah,
that's dope.
Actually, that's got a little bit more interesting to me.
And then that boxer guy is going to fight Braun Strowman.
Man, that I kind of seen happening.
You know,
who is this guy?
He's one of the independent heavyweight champions.
Is he a big deal?
The people we are. Mikey's talking back with like Yoda.
Or like Matthew Hardy.
Yeah, Matthew Hardy. Delightful. He's a boxer. He's a really successful. He's like 30-0.
But he was
one of the best heavyweights in the world. Actually,
I looked him up, and then I couldn't believe how old he was. He's only 31. I thought he was like 45.
He looks 45.
He does. Right? He does. But Big Cass is the one that said Tyson Fury can make a comeback. I can make a comeback. Hey,
Tyson,
I didn't understand.
Tyson Fury is the Gypsy King. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
But I didn't understand the reference.
No.
Yeah.
Well, look at I think he's descendant of gypsies.
Funny story.
Oh, here we go. No, you're Romanian, right, apparently? Oh, no. I heard the story. So Choppy's wife pulls up an article, and based on nationality by your feet, right?
She said, I have Roman feet. I was like, what the fuck does that mean?
Romanian feet. She goes, you know what Romanians are, right? I'm like, yeah, they're fucking gypsies. So this is the first thing she told me when I came in today. That we're going to Wally's tomorrow to go shopping. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I'm watching this press conference, and Triple H, Michael Cole, you know, Cain Velasquez comes out with Rey Mysterio because of bilingual fucking promo.
Yeah.
Paul Heyman comes out, and so I'm going to add some excitement to the room, he says. And he cuts his spiel. So, you know, this is a, and then of course he, they advertise Hogan and Flair with the teams, you know. Mm-hmm. All right, so, you know, Choppy and I talked about this, the first Crown Jewel, the day of the first Crown Jewel, we were on our way to FTW, actually before we made a pit stop in Brooklyn. That was pretty funny, actually. Mm-hmm. It's a good story. But, and we were like, why are they doing this? And, well, of course, it's like a, they get like, I think it's like a $20 or $30 million payday.
Crazy payday.
Right. So I'm thinking now, and I'm listening to Brian Alvarez on Jericho's podcast, and he mentioned that during the first Crown Jewel, there were like 35,000 subscriptions on the network that dropped.
Because they were in Saudi
Arabia. Because
they
were in Saudi Arabia.
Whoa.
Okay. Him and Meltzer figured it out. Wow. Right. So here's my question to you guys, and we'll open it up with this, then we'll get into the news. Do you think because of the terrible pay-per-view last week, and then the terrible fucking crap that's going on right now at Raw and SmackDown, and then on the Crown Jewel in 2 weeks, are we going to have an even worse drop-off stock-wise or network-wise? I mean, like, subscription-wise?
I think with the with SmackDown going to Fox, I don't think it's going to matter. Because I think it's going to create more buzz and have more people get the subscriptions. You got to keep in mind, SmackDown on Fox is still a fairly new show on a new network, if you think about it.
Hammer's at the new Stewart's in Rossville. It's good stuff, right, Mike?
Not a fan. I like the one in Walmart better.
You like the one in Walmart and Old Bridge better?
Yeah, absolutely. But anyways, I think that a lot of the things that are going on with the with WWE is just, it's just change, you know? It's a lot of change, and some people like it, some people don't like it. And we just gotta go, we gotta roll with it, and that's it. You can't do anything about it. I'm just trying to be as optimistic as possible, because I kept saying that, you know, fall is gonna be destination TV for a lot of wrestling fans. And it still is.
But that is definitely super optimistic. Like,
that's the most positive I've ever
been. That really is, because there is no excuse for that ending of that pay per view last Sunday. The women, Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch, had such a great match. That was an unbelievable Hell in a Cell match. It, let alone women, men, whatever. And then they ended it with that. It just soured the whole show for me. So, like, to me, I think the pay per view, I think the Saudi Arabia stuff is kind of, not that it's old news and or what have you, but like, not many people are worried about that now. I think, like, the diehards and the quote unquote like marks are going to be like, well, I'm dropping my subscription. AEW's here. I don't think it's going to be a big drop off, but it's going to be a few. I think there's definitely be a few.
By the way, I saw Neil at the FTW show. I think I mentioned it already, but what's up, Neil? What's up, my nephew Nick? Nephew Nick's in the room. NXT being off the network will hurt more than the bad Monday and Friday product.
I think I agree with that 100%.
You think so, Jay?
I think that's what it was, the largest rated show like on for years. Everybody tuned in every Wednesday, so it might hurt it a little bit.
You know, I'm not a network television person. You guys all know that I'm a sports junkie. So whatever sports are on, I'll watch. I was watching exhibition basketball last night. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you know, I've been watching hockey and now playoff baseball, yeah, and whatnot, football. But I don't know. I'm assuming that TNT, I mean, AEW is probably TNT's highest rated show right now.
I would say so, yeah.
I mean, because it's new.
Yeah,
talk to me in 6 weeks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, exactly.
But Jericho was like, oh yeah, we're the highest rated premier show.
Right.
In history on TNT. I was like, that's bullshit.
Yeah, it's definitely bullshit.
You want to know why it's bullshit?
Because Nitro was the highest.
Nitro did 2.9 million people. Sorry, buddy. Yeah.
Well, let's give Chris Jericho the devil's advocate thing, because there's a huge drop off from people watching wrestling now than it was 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Chad. You know what I'm saying?
I give you that.
Right? So it's him, like, saying there's a bit of legitimacy to that.
It's like a reverse cost of living. Like, you know, it's like, oh, this guy made $20,000 in, you know, 1920s. It's like, yeah, that's like $3 million today.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I'll tell you this. I am very impressed with the AEW show this week. It was one of those things where I was just like, holy shit, this is a good show. It's a really good show. And then I saw NXT the next day, and I was like, Okay. It's a good show, but is it just me? This is too many championship matches on NXT now.
I mean, they have to put all the star power on there. You know what's going to happen. What's going to happen is Vince is going to get pissed off that Full Sail only holds 600 people.
He's going
to... And when they start losing the ranks, he's going to move to the bigger places. And when they don't sell out, he's going to start fucking tapping the main rosters for NXT people.
And that'll be a huge mistake.
I think so, too. That's definitely not the answer. The answer isn't to go to take it on tour. I don't think that's going to be solving it. I think what's solving it is the storylines. I think what they're doing is getting it established. I think they're playing chess at this point. They're like, all right, we're starting to do it. Like you said, Walter, they brought Walter in. They got the Cruiserweight Championship in it. So now they can bring all these guys in. They had such so many people there that they have to, multiple weeks, they have to kind of shuffle the deck.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that statement because you got to keep in mind, a lot of these, you don't want to see the same fucking people every week. You want to give each person a break.
Right.
Do I want to see Leo Rush next week? No, because he already won the title. So let's give him a break.
We've seen him in the last 2 weeks. It's, you know. Correct.
So, and now I want to see, because I haven't seen the Velveteen Dream, wrestle yet.
Well, he's back now.
He's back, but I hadn't seen him wrestle, so I would like to see him back eventually after
entry. Yeah, Ciampa's back now.
Ciampa's back. I want to see him wrestle, but I don't think he can wrestle yet. I think he's not cleared completely. That's why he did that little.
Yeah.
The little thing with the crutch and stuff in the ring, so. Expect big things out of NXT eventually, but I'll tell you right now, if it goes to the big arenas and Vince starts bringing other talent into NXT, it's going to be a huge mistake. And I'm really pissed off about the whole draft right now. If NXT is truly the third brand, why the fuck is it NXT on the fucking draft?
That's a valid question.
Good point.
I think that's a valid question.
I think it's, yeah, think about it. You have Raw and SmackDown. Where the fuck is NXT in this draft? They're third brand.
Well, I didn't like that. Me and Phil seen it before. That the second pick for Raw, Raw picked the OC. It's like you're supposed to be, the chance of breaking up teams, not drafting them together. That doesn't make sense.
I agree.
So they're already kind of going back on what they were plugging last week.
I have a question for you guys, based on the ending of Hell in a Cell. And based on what people are saying online, do you think Vince is the one who fucked up the ending of that Rollins and Bray Wyatt match?
Go ahead.
No. I just think they had this predetermined notion that what they were doing was okay.
Yeah.
And that when they realized that they fucked it up, there's no turning back. It's live television. You know, this has happened before.
Of course it has. Listen,
not in this environment.
It's the second year in a row that they've ended a match in a, quote, no contest.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, when in history has a Hell in a Cell ever ended in a no DQ or a no contest?
Yeah.
No, it was bad, dude.
It was bad. The match wasn't bad. It was the ending. The ending fucked
it up. No, yeah, the ending was bad.
Yeah, but also the 15 curb stomps, I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to build Bray Wyatt up as a monster, and yes, that makes sense. But that's over. That's now you're just going into fantasy land at that point. At least to me,
I don't get it. I mean, and then the whole spot, I'm gonna have to say something about this. Why does Rollins have to hit everyone? As these monster heels. Why does every monster heel have to get 20 curb stomps?
Yeah.
Was that really necessary?
I don't. To me, that was too over.
It's just
the top.
Overkill. It's just overkill.
What I did like was the red light, the red, the red lights and everything.
What's up, Axel Foley?
I thought it changed it a little bit. I liked it.
I didn't like. You know why I didn't like it? I felt like I was playing Virtual Boy. That's how it was. It was. I felt like I was playing Nintendo Virtual Boy when I was getting this fucking headache. And these images of playing Mario Tennis on Virtual Boy, it was fucking horrible. I couldn't stand the fucking match in red. I hated it. And what was the deal with the cage being red?
They talked about that. They said they just wanted to change.
And you know what? I think the Hell in a Cell should just go away. And I'll tell you why it should go away. People are going to think I'm crazy. You know why it should go away? There's no blood in these cage matches. When has it... A cage match should be a bloody fucking massacre. It should be that match, like you said, that ends a fucking feud.
Yeah.
It's not a match that just start a feud. For example, Seth Rollins, Bray Wyatt.
Oh, yeah.
It's just asinine.
Yeah.
When I see something like this, when and like, okay, what the whole feud with Ciampa, I'm sorry, with Adam Cole and Gargano, that ended perfectly. It was one of those matches that the last match was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks, that ended the feud, right? Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah.
Okay.
She just got drafted. Sasha just got drafted to SmackDown.
Perfect. That's great. Now, why do you start a feud with a Hell in a Cell match? It's not. It's. I don't get it. The thought process by creative is retarded. It's retarded. I don't get it. And that's why I have a fuck you of Wrestler of the Week this week.
Wait a minute. You got a fuck you Wrestler of the Week?
Oh, yes, I do.
All right, let's play. Want to play the music?
Sure.
We love Choppy's fuck you. All right, here we go.
And now it's time for Choppy.
Fuck you!
Wrestler of the Week.
And he's in the my fuck you Wrestler of the Week this week has been on here twice already. This is going to be his second time. You know who it is?
Who's that?
It's Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Okay, terrific.
You're a fucking idiot. You are a 75 senile year old man who thinks we know nothing. We know what we want. And we know that a Hell in a Cell match is not ending in no contest / no DQ scenario. So, and here's another thing. Why the fuck did he instruct the referee, don't do it, man! You're better than this! You're bigger than this! Shut the fuck up, man! Oh my god, that match was fucking horrible! It was dreadful! Capital DREADFUL, dreadful!
Okay, terrific.
Thank you. Vince, fuck you!
Wow! All right,
that was a thing of beauty.
That was exactly.
I'm full of vinegar and spice and everything nice today.
Are you really?
Yes, I am.
Nice, lemonade.
Oh my god!
What does Jay bring to the show? Jay's better looking than both of us, so we had to bring some sexy.
I agree.
Yeah, we brought sexy. We brought sexy back. To Timbo throwbacks.
I'll take that.
Oh man.
Yeah, so, nah, it's been so, that's what my question was, that's why I asked that question about the network subscriptions, because people like hashtagging cancel the network, and I was talking about this with Mr. X, because between that and the ratings postings on the social media, and like, fans ain't gonna do shit.
Fuck the ratings, fuck the fans that are getting canceled the subscription. You know why those fans are gonna keep their subscriptions? Because you still want to watch the old shit.
Of course.
You're going to watch the documentary.
Is that Double A checking in from Hawaii?
Oh my god, Double A, are you... Is he a
Honolulu? Let me show you how you suck it.
There you go,
Let me show you how you suck a pineapple.
Let me show you how you suck it.
Oh, you waiting on your rental car? All right.
Oh, dude.
Let me show you how you suck it.
There's his tip.
Oh, man. Guys, what the fuck, man? Like... Why do fans keep saying, oh, I'm going to cancel? You're not going to cancel shit.
They're not going to cancel it.
You're going to keep your network subscription. You're going to keep watching
the old... You're going to buy the merch.
You're going to buy the merch. You're going to go to the shows.
Yes, you are.
You're going to watch every week and complain about every little thing every single time. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It's like being a Jet fan. Like, you watch the Jets every week.
Wait.
Know what's going to happen.
Let's talk about that. You know, the Jets... They have the most loyal fan base right now, just like the Mets fans and,
any losing team has loyal fan bases, though. They do.
Every year they hope and pray to God that their team wins it.
Yeah.
You want to know something? It's the same thing as wrestling fans. They hope and pray to God.
Exactly.
That Raw and SmackDown are going to get better. And unfortunately, it's not catered to adults. Get it through your heads. If you want to watch something, that's catered to adults, watch NXT. Watch AEW. Watch New Japan. Watch Ring of Honor. You're not going to get that from WWE. Raw and SmackDown. You're not going to get it from that. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple.
But there was some good wrestling this week, though.
Let's start with Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see it. And then I heard it was amazing.
So
Kevin Castle said it was on point.
It was so good.
It was on point, I heard.
So,
jeez.
I've been... texting with our friend Mr. X all week, so Tuesday I was I had to work an early shift, so I'm on the boat, and it was on YouTube, and like the opening segment was Nick Aldis in like a retro fucking Harley Race Ric Flair looking suit, like those plaid suits.
Yeah,
he came out and cut the illest promo.
Yeah.
Really?
The podium.
And he's not really a promo guy.
He's not. He's not.
And if I got to check this out.
He's not. And they had jobbers.
Oh, it's official. Street Profits are going to Raw now.
Who gives a fuck about the Street Profits? Who gives a fuck about the Street Profits, really?
Let's talk about the NWA Power Hour.
Yeah.
NWA Power was fantastic. They had Storm.
Yeah, they had a squash match.
They had a couple squash matches,
Fucking awesome.
We have a new tag team we know now the TV tapings that the Rock and Roll Express won the titles from the champs.
Choppy's favorite team.
Right. But there's a new tag team in the NWA.
Who's this?
The Kings of New York. It's fucking Homicide and Eddie Kingston.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
What? Oh, yes.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Yes, yes, yes.
The Kings of New York. Wow.
Yeah, and Eddie Kingston came out and cut a promo like it was 1987.
What did he say?
On a podium.
We'll paraphrase. What do you think he said? What was...
I mean, I could play it.
Yeah, you please. You want
to play it?
Hell yeah, dude.
Hold on. Let's play it.
But that was good. Like, and then, like I said, they had Eli Drake come out.
Eli Drake cut a nice promo.
Yeah, cut a great promo. And then, like, old school, cut the promo, walked to the ring, fucking had about a 3-minute match. It was really, really good. It was actually, like you said, refreshing.
It was refreshing. It was refreshing. Hold on a second. None of the above. Skip the ad.
As long as you guys think it's one of those, like, I saw the opening.
Now the opening's dope.
When I saw the opening, I was like, holy shit, it was old school. Oh, here we go.
Let me speak. I know you got a job to do, but the people want to hear me, not you.
Kyle Davis backstage, NWA's inaugural episode of Power, and I'm so happy to be a part of this. And I know two other individuals are as well. It's the NWA World Tag Team Champions, the Wild Cards. Mm-hmm. And joining me right now, Royce Isaacs, Thomas Latimer, the Wild Cards themselves. And gentlemen, those championships look great on your shoulders.
Royce, what do you think to these? Pretty beautiful, right?
I think you're beautiful. I think the championships are beautiful.
Oh, that's goddamn right. I tell you, right, the one thing that I do like doing now that I've got this.
What's that?
Eating my cereal in it.
Uh-huh.
Sleeping in it. Uh-huh. Shagging in it.
Woo! See, it's like my man Tom said before. Birds of a feather flock together. And now we seem to have a few gold birds on our shoulders.
Those belts are mint.
We are. The Wild Cards.
Those are the old belts.
Why, now they're mint.
Wild Cards in action tonight.
It's on YouTube.
That's exactly what they're doing to Danny White. Getting sent in. Pop!
The World Tag Team Champions exhibiting their money.
But they even got it down to the camera, to the camera angles.
It's no frills, Chop.
Beautiful. I love it.
Shut your mouth, Dave. Nobody cares what you gotta say.
Dave Marquez.
Isn't that what's his name?
Just out here to tell you guys straight up, they look great on you. You guys look great, all jacked up, all tan, right, folks? Yeah. But guess what? In my world, and you know my world, Tommy, that means nothing to me. You guys do not speak for people like me. You guys do not speak for underdogs. You guys don't speak for the stray dogs. And I tell you right now, I know for a fact, you guys don't speak for the outlaws of the world.
Oh.
Dave Marquez running for safety, and I do not blame him. Oh, but he's got backup.
That's Homicide. It's Homicide. He's coming out. The partner, the friend of Eddie Kingston from New York.
Kyle Davis backstage. Wow. I'm rolling, sir. It's the first episode of NWA Power, and we have not disappointed. History has been made. These gentlemen I've seen all over the wrestling world, and I never thought I'd see them in the National Wrestling Alliance.
Why is that? Because the good old boys? Is that what it is? This man's a former NWA World Tag Team Champion. The first Latino World Tag Team Champion. What, we can't be here? You're surprised?
Eddie, I meant no disrespect by it. Gentlemen, I'm just saying.
No. I'm going to speak, huh? Let me speak, huh?
Yes, sir.
I know you got a job to do, but the people want to hear me, not you. All due respect, partner. Bam Bam, Tommy Boy, Roy. Yeah, man, you're the World Tag Team Champions. That makes you something. That doesn't make you anything, though, to us. Because every other tag team in the world may be top-notch. Right, Pa? They may be top-notch, but you ain't nothing. You ain't nothing until you beat the king and the god of New York.
Now you're going to have your James Storm and the other dude. No disrespect, brother. I'm not burying you. You're going to have that fight all over the place. You guys want to fight? You guys want to fight? I like that, homie. That's my life. That's our life. We're not gimmicks. This is not written. We don't have someone in the office telling us, hey, man, play up the ghetto. We live it. Tag champs, get ready. We're going to bust you up.
Oof.
I meant no disrespect by it. I'm just homicide.
Dude, that's money. That's a great promo.
No, JT, just there's no fucking room back here. That's why he's in the back. You fucking
dolt. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You fucking dolt. Anyway,
why is JT on Jay's case today?
What I have not. Either he's drinking or he's fucking, maybe he didn't get no ass tonight. I have no idea.
If he's drinking, cheers, brother.
Yeah.
So it's safe to say that with the Rock and Roll Express winning the NWA Tag Team Championship last week on TV tapings, that these guys are the next in line to get the title.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's really... Did you see... my little brother Mike's in the room.
Anime Mike.
It's a family affair tonight. I was talking to Anime Mike on the way here on the text.
Awesome.
So, anyway. It's... Choppy. I got a fucking chill watching this. It was so dope.
Did you get a boner?
No, yeah, you can hang a coat on it. 337 views since... 337,000 views since Tuesday.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Yeah. 337,000 views so far.
So if you think about it, just think about that for a second.
On YouTube.
300,000, more than 300,000 people saw this.
Yeah.
If it keeps getting better and better, they might get a network.
Now you got to think about it. If they double it up, that's almost what people watched on NXT this week.
Correct.
Well, I think NXT was around 700,000, 800,000.
Guys, gentlemen, think about this for a sec. We have wrestling every single day of the week, except for Sunday, unless it's a pay-per-view.
I said this 2 weeks ago, that people need to breathe and take it in, that you're going to have wrestling on TV every day.
When did we ever have wrestling every single day of the week?
Never.
Never!
Let me ask you this. When was the last time you watched a match, a main event world title match with a 53-year-old man in it, and he worked?
Yeah.
Well, I'm about to say, Tim Storm, is he 53?
Correct.
Yes, wow. He is. He's up there.
Correct.
And he's good. And I heard he's really good.
I'm not a James Storm guy.
Me neither.
I was never a Nick Aldis or Magnus. I was never a Magnus guy either. However, everybody involved in this NWA thing right now has the respect and admiration for the Fed.
Yeah,
and they're doing it the way it should have been done fucking 20 years ago before fucking Crockett sold his territory to Turner. Mm-hmm. Simple. Podium, promo, jobber, feud. That's it. That's that in that order. You come out, you cut your promo, you beat the fucking jobber up, then the face guys come out, they retort, or vice versa. Then they fight on a clash or a pay-per-view, and they go and on. I can't begin to tell you. It was chopped. There was no graphics. There was one commercial. Austin Idol's Wrestling School.
Yeah. Okay. And you know, goddamn it, Austin Idol looks pretty goddamn good.
Just don't tell Adrian Street that. He hates Austin Idol. Let me just, and again, and you know me, I pop for nostalgia all the time.
Of course.
Because I'm fucking old, right? However, they did it right. They did it proper. It was the best thing to happen to me this week. I was watching the NWA. It was like I got emotional. I was telling an ex at the gym, like, yo, dude, that was so fucking good. Up to my train ride home, I watched it the entire hour from the boat ride to the end of my crib. It was that kind of good. And even if they don't get a network, even if they don't get a television deal, this is the way to do it. Billy Corgan has put the respectability back into the National Wrestling Alliance. Okay? 75 years of tradition. It's Dusty's birthday today. I played a promo before we opened the show. You know, it was that vibe. You're not going to get all the stars, but now you can make stars. And you can still cherry pick guys that you know, it's a good time. It's a very good time to be a wrestling fan. It's a very good time to appreciate the sport that is professional wrestling. You want your sports entertainment? Go watch fucking Crown Jewel in 2 weeks. Go watch Raw on SmackDown. You want half entertainment, sports entertainment? Go watch AEW. And we'll get into AEW in a second. You want just straight up wrestling? Watch fucking Evolve and watch NXT and watch Chikara and watch fucking MLW. Mm-hmm. But if you want quality professional wrestling with a bit of entertainment, watch NWA Power.
And if you think about it, not for nothing, but NXT kind of takes elements from the old school NWA as well, if you think about it.
If they... Well, I'm sorry, Jay, go ahead.
No, I was about to say, well, they did that this past week where like they had, you know, a little bit more promos, you know, maybe, you know, like an old school type of way, but like they're doing a little bit of a better job of introducing people. Like, the, you know, Trevor Lee, I always forget, Cameron Grimes,
yeah.
You know, like, they, you know, a little bit more, but like you said, it was still a BS match. But they're starting to now put them into the storylines and everything.
My man Dennis is in the room. What up, Gus? Inside joke. Yeah, Rich, I watch it all because we watch it all because we're fucking fans. That's the bottom line.
Yeah,
that's the bottom line. If there's wrestling on every day of the week, enjoy it.
I couldn't wait for Tuesday. I was like, and I watched it about like 8:30. I was like, I went right to the YouTube page, came right up.
Yeah,
I was like, and that's how wrestling should be. It's instantaneous.
I was gonna ask, did it come out on 6:05?
It did.
No way. That's awesome.
With a countdown.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I didn't have to wait for fucking shitty Braves baseball to end, or Andy Griffin. Wow. It was just a countdown.
That's awesome. I'm very happy about that show.
You can watch the NWA on YouTube.
Yep.
And on their website.
I think on Facebook as well.
And Facebook, yeah.
Now,
go ahead.
Considering the fact that it was Dusty's birthday.
Cuz, bro.
Today.
Yes.
And with the introduction of this new NWA show, I'm sure Dusty would be very proud of what Corgan is doing right now, because it looks ridiculously amazing. I can't believe how good it looks.
Yeah. If they had to a lady, I'd come closer to tipping it to a Jezebel down on the street.
Another birthday that happened this week was also Eddie Guerrero's.
Yeah.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah, and I had a very interesting question brought on to me by Uptown Georgie.
Uptown Georgie.
And he said, and they were...
Who's probably watching the Yankees right now?
Probably. He asked me, who was better, Owen or Eddie? And I immediately said, Eddie Guerrero. Eddie, hands down. Eddie's top 10, dude. Eddie's top 10.
Oh, he's definitely top 10.
Eddie had the physique, had the charisma. He could talk in the mic. He was a great performer. He was the total package.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
Yeah, I'll say Eddie as well, only because Eddie, for me, had more profile matches. He was a better all-around wrestler. He cut a better promo, even though Owen was really good at being a heel.
He definitely cut a better promo.
Owen Hart was probably a better technical wrestler, if that makes any sense.
I don't know, man. I think Eddie could go technical as well if you give him the opportunity.
I would actually probably give the edge to Eddie.
Yeah, if you think, just think about it for a sec. Eddie and his matches with Dean Malenko and ECW, they were so technically sound, those matches.
Chris Espo, formerly of Tattoos and Touchdowns, checking in. He goes, I would suck a fart from Bailey's turd cutter with a straw. Ring that bell.
Wow.
I'm going to write, I just read that live on the show.
Oh, my God. Well, she does have a shit locker, but she has the face that only a mother could love.
I would lean towards more Owen, only for the fact of... I think Owen was cut a little bit more short than.
I'm not discounting his ability at all. I think he's one of the best.
Oh yeah, no, I'm just saying, like you said, side by side. Yeah. You know, they didn't. But it also comes down to creative timing, everything. You know, I would say Owen, but only for the fact of that I don't think we've seen the whole thing.
Yeah.
Eddie, we definitely seen. Eddie, you could see, was just, he, like you said, was a total package. I don't think we had a chance to see Owen.
And yeah, I agree with you on that. And then one of the guys commented saying, like, you know, Eddie was nothing when he came to the WWE. When he first came in, he wasn't over. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I mean, when he did Latino Heat with China, oh my God, he was super.
Yeah,
over.
He was definitely over.
So I again, happy birthday to Eddie Guerrero. Happy birthday to Dusty.
Yeah. Terry Bradshaw would have drafted number one. He said tonight they had Terry Bradshaw from Fox.
Are you serious?
Yeah, on the NFL.
Wow.
What's up, Maverick?
Oh, I was gonna ask you guys. Speaking of that, yeah, the Fox Network. Thoughts on CM Punk possibly being signed by Fox to do a WWE talk show? I don't know, but not.
He took some kind of. I think he took his T-shirts down. Apparently, from wrestling tees.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I heard. I didn't look on the site.
So does that mean he's WWE bound?
No, he's just Fox.
I don't know.
Right now he's just on my Fox. That's it.
But if he's taking the T-shirts down, he should. I think there's only a few people that are in WWE that still have the T-shirt store up.
Well, let's think about this for a sec. He's been gone from WWE for about 5 years now.
Yeah.
He left in 2014 for whatever reason. And
Jay's girlfriend checking in. She's like, nice T-shirt, Jay.
You want to know why? Because he took it from my wardrobe.
Hey, it's mine. I bought this.
You sure about that?
You guys have the same shirt.
Bought this fair and square.
Yeah, we got
nice, nice, lemon nice.
Mm-hmm. And I think that I just lost my train of thought. Shit.
Yeah, my girlfriend does that to people.
Nice, ring that bell.
Wow.
She's that pretty.
Anyways. I forgot what I was saying.
You were mentioning the, you were talking about Dusty and Brett and Fox and...
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, I think that with Punk, he's been gone for 5 years. I mean, he said never, never, ever, and all of a sudden, you know, oh, shit.
It's all right.
And he said never, never, I'll never go back, but I think the show is gonna eventually transition into Raw and SmackDown. Eventually.
Let's do it this way. If you're McMahon or you're Hunter or whoever, and you have the opportunity, you go. You know what? There's a chance that this ratings war or whatever, what have you, whatever it may be, can backfire on us for some reason. Do you not go out of your way to sign Punk for some reason somehow? Like, would you try to, like, oh, you're right, we fucked up, we changed everything, blah, 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 this and that. Like, do you try to sign Punk to try to beat AEW to the punch?
I sign anybody who has money.
Yeah. Like, it's always, you know, never say never, you know, in the wrestling business, but he's definitely the closest to never coming back to WWE at that point, at least.
Yeah, yes, and yes, but you also got, time heals wounds.
Yeah, I think so. And I think there's a chance. I think that there's a fighting chance.
And on top of that, Triple H is notorious for trying to, like, smooth things out with, like, disgruntled employees.
Yeah.
So I think Triple H probably went up to him like, dude, let's kind of, like, talk this out. Let's kind of hash it out. Make it water on the bridge, and that's it.
Punk's T-shirts are out.
They're out? They're done?
They're done.
Wow.
Well, you know, but then again, let's you know, Punk is very smart. He might be like, let me get the wrestling business talking. Let me get online talking, you know?
Yeah, but he had one of the best, his shop is one of the best-selling shirts on Pro Wrestling Tees. Matter of fact, his T-shirts are one of the reasons why they prospered. That's called Cabana's Friends. Yeah. Him and Cole Cabana and his friends started that company.
Ryan Satin, I think.
Yeah, whatever the hell his name is, yeah.
And then, yeah, and that's another thing. I believe CM Punk and him have buried the hatchet.
Yeah, because they're out of, you know, Cole Cabana doesn't have, a bank account to go to keep going to court. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
So, but to answer Jay's question, whatever makes me money, man, and this is why they brought back fucking Bruno, this is why they brought back the Ultimate Warrior, this is why they brought back all the old conjures, because you know what? It makes money. It sells T-shirts, sells DVDs, it sells.
And like you said, with Fox signing Punk, I mean, listen, he might be looking at it as like, yo, I can make X amount of dollars not having to deal with fucking the creative and all this shit or whatever. Like, he might be like, yeah, I'll work for these guys and give him my critique. As long as it would be different if WWE has a say in the show. I know it's like a WWE show, but it's actually it's run by Fox. So if it's an actual analysis, then hell yeah, let fucking Punk do it. I'd love to hear what Punk has to think about it.
And who's to say that AJ Styles and Samoa Joe haven't tried to like tell him, like, dude, you need to come back?
That's very true.
They're both they're good friends of him.
Listen, I was a Punk guy. We all know that.
I'm still a Punk guy.
I'm still, I'm bitter about what happened, but as a performer, you can't help not to have him. I mean, his persona, his moveset, he is the embodiment of everything I wanted in a pro wrestler in the last 5-10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it would be a no-brainer to have him come back, even in some kind of capacity.
And you want to know something? Who's to say he can't even go? He could probably still go.
He could definitely still go.
He's like, it's like that one time where Shawn Michaels came back after like a 5-year hiatus.
In 02?
In 02. And people were like, ah, he's not going to be as good. No, he was amazing. And then some. And I think that's the same thing with CM Punk. If he comes back, I think he's going to be amazing.
All right. How did we like AEW this week?
Fantastic.
That opening match? Unbelievable.
And we sat right next to Private Party, and I feel like a complete asshole.
We were working, dude.
Yeah, you know what? I felt bad. I was like, isn't it? I know. I was like, looking.
They brought us water. That was nice of them.
They gave us water. And I was like, oh, thanks, man. I kept saying, thanks, man. That's really nice. So, and then.
Nice guys. Really nice guys.
Very professional. And lo and behold, they were on fucking, they beat the Bucks on live TV on TNT.
That's fun.
And like I said, like the thing about it was nobody expected it. You could see.
I thought the Bucks were going to win.
There's no doubt. I thought it was just a regular Young Bucks match. I'm so glad Private Party won because they made me instant fans. I've only seen a handful of their matches.
Dude, that match was insanely good. I couldn't believe it. I thought they were going to go for the Meltzer driver, and all of a sudden,
yeah,
it was over. And then the promo with Jericho.
Yeah, everybody's been asking in the chat room how we felt about that when we opened
loved
the show.
Loved it.
I like everybody involved except for Jack Swagger. I'm not a big Jack Swagger guy. I never was, actually. But Jericho's promo was great. I don't like that Sammy Guevara guy either. I mean, he's all right. I mean, you know, but he fits it. It looks weird having Ortiz and you know, like it's weird having those guys there too. Like they don't fit that Jericho mold.
I don't know, man. I
like it. I like the crew name. Jay said he almost bought a shirt.
I almost bought a shirt.
I heard their new shirt crashed the site.
Yeah,
apparently.
That's awesome. And like I said, especially that's what like everything that Jericho is doing as of late. The last 2 years, everything this guy does is just turning into gold. He went over to Japan, fucking blew it up over there, you know. And then at All In, came in is still the talk of the town at All In last year, and then now this year, like he's the champion and he's leading a whole new. I loved how during the promo he crowbarred the the listing and, you know, stupid idiots and all this stuff. Like, and I just got distracted.
I know. Mr. X is texting me and I can't answer the phone. But I open up the phone, it's Charlotte Flair's crotch from SmackDown. Apparently Bayley is the new SmackDown Women's Champion again.
Ah, good.
We sat next to him when we did the commentary for FTW 2 weeks ago. We sat next to Private Party.
Oh, get out.
Yeah, they gave us the sheet, the match rundown.
They gave us the match rundown.
They gave us water, bottles of water.
Mark Quinn, holy shit. This guy, when he was doing the old like Seth Rollins, you know, run from side to side or whatever.
Yeah, he killed it.
I'm so glad.
JT says, you have something against Hispanics with Phil?
Yo, heel JT is fucking awful, by the way. Like, this is totally not JT when you see him in person. I guess he's a, I don't know, maybe he's a douchebag on social media. I have no idea.
What do you call it? I enjoy the promo.
I guess every crew needs one, though. Heel JT is his new nickname. I have nothing against Hispanics, you fucking asshat. Anyway, go ahead.
I enjoy the promo.
Yeah.
I love the fact that you know what it is? Everyone was chanting, "We the People," and all of a sudden he's like, you know what? There's no more "We the People." It was a stupid creative decision from back in the day. I was like, wow!
Do you know how many catch bait fucking dirt sheet websites took that clip and put it on their website this week? It's ridiculous.
And like you said, I like Swagger in it. I think I was listening to Salamasta, and he said it best. He just said, he was like,
He had a birthday this week, too. Shout out to
him. Oh, that's right. Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, brother.
And he said, he goes, he's perfect because he's the big guy. And he's definitely got to be one of the biggest guys in AEW. Just don't give him a fucking microphone. You know?
Yeah.
That's it. Just let him sit there and just look into the camera.
And just look menacing, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I love the fact that Jericho is a mouthpiece.
Yeah.
That's what's going to save him.
Oh, my God.
That's what's going to save him.
He's so good. And I know you don't like Sammy, but I'll tell you right now, he could take a hell of a crossroads.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's
at the end of the show.
Did you see that? Did you see that? Oh, my God.
He might be their best cruiserweight.
You think so?
Yeah.
What about Santana Ortiz, man?
I like the match with Kip Sabian.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From one of the ones, Fight for the Fallen or the other one.
Yeah, yeah. What about Darby and fucking...
Oh, Darby Allin and the... Jimmy Havoc?
Ooh.
Good match.
Actually, I'm glad you brought it up, because do you think that matches... I have this funny inkling that this match is not going to happen for some reason next week. I just feel like they're doing such a good job with Jericho and Cody. Like, this is a perfect way to get the group over. Just have them jump Darby Allin, you know, before the match.
Make the save?
Cody make the save, and then Darby can't do the match or whatever. It'll be given to him at another time.
I have one negative thing to say, though.
Espo's on fire. He wrote, when you watch SmackDown, there's a derelict in the Raw draft room wearing Warrior face paint. He looks more like ethnic Tatanka. I hope he dies in a car fire. I think Espo should fucking text us every fucking show and give us these quotes.
That's great. So, there was one thing I did not like. Okay. MJF.
Oh, boy. You don't like an MJF promo?
I love MJF.
Oh, okay, okay.
I didn't like that he did the save.
Okay.
I don't understand the character now.
He should be all about himself, and he's...
Yeah, like, why the fuck are you getting... Like, people cheered him, and I'm like... Dude, you're a heel.
Right.
You're supposed to be a heel. What the
fuck? No, you're right, dude. 100%.
I didn't get that.
100%.
100%. I think they're just... It's going to happen at some point. I think it's going to happen. It's going to happen at what is that, Full Gear? It's going to happen there where MJF's going to turn on Cody. It's the only thing that makes sense because this past Wednesday was the perfect time to do it. But then he's like, no, I'm on your side. Come Full Gear. He's going to hit him with the chair.
From your mouth to God's ears, I hope you're right.
I think so. I love MJF.
So do I.
I just want Hangman Page to win the title eventually.
He's not going
to
get in for a while. Dude.
Not anytime soon.
But he's a superstar.
Yeah, of course.
Superstar.
100%.
What about John Moxley getting that huge reaction?
Dude? I don't like John Moxley, man. I'm sorry.
He's amazing.
Did you hear what Samoa Joe said to Renee Young tonight?
No,
what did
he say?
He's, hey, Renee, good to see you. Glad you're keeping the lights on.
Oh, that is savage.
Wow, that's awesome.
And she totally fucking no-sold it.
Yeah.
Wow.
She totally,
savage.
She totally no-sold
that's
it.
That's fucked up.
She totally no-sold it.
Wow.
You want his scarf? Yeah, it's about $500 in Macy's, JT. Have at it.
Oh, was it the Burberry?
The Burberry scarf, yeah. So, listen, wrestling was fun this week, man.
It was, dude.
It was fun this week. And I, you know, sadly, I'm not going to be able to watch all the Wednesday shows. I have to work late, but I'll watch the replays and whatever.
Yeah, watch the next. I used Nick German's website to watch AEW the next day and
NXT,
and it's fine. You can watch it anywhere.
Yeah. So I'm excited, man. It's a good time. I can't wait for Tuesday night. Just Tuesday's my jam, and I'm working early Tuesday too. So by the time I get to the boat, I'll be watching at 6:05.
Sorry.
Oh, you got the phone. Okay.
So,
wow, am I gonna echo open here?
You guys already sold me on the NWA show. I can't wait to watch it next Tuesday.
No, you gotta watch it, bro.
I'll watch it.
I would never steer. Never steer you wrong. If I tell you something's fucking gold, it's gold, son.
All right, I'll check it out.
Anything? Oh, I did read Jay and I read that Ronda Rousey's coming back soon, which is pretty cool.
Now she should be up for the draft, correct?
No.
They're going to probably interject her before Mania, probably. Yeah.
I think she needs to come back because you can't rely on fucking Charlotte and Sasha and Bayley and Becky all the fucking time. It's the same four fucking women all the time, dude. It needs to be changed up. I can't wait for Ronda to come back and just start kicking ass.
I'm more excited about the NXT women's division right now.
Oh, Rhea Ripley coming out?
What about fucking the match that What's-Her-Face had? The black chick, EST.
Oh, Bianca Belair versus Belair. Which Nazola?
Anybody getting to Shayna Baszler's got to go through me. I was like, whoa, she's doing the fucking weave whip, you know?
Yeah,
call it the weave whip.
Yo, she won against Nazola, right? I don't remember.
Oh, the team kick chick.
Oh, I hate her.
Yeah,
she's like a total Bayley ripoff, man. I just, there's something about her I just don't like.
NWA is on YouTube, Facebook, your sister's basement.
Yeah, JT.
All those places.
Get up on that, okay, buddy?
Get up on that, cha-cha.
Fucking jerk off.
Hey, what are we, an hour 5 in? That's the first jerk off I've heard.
Look, Choppy's tired, that's why. Because normally you'd be like, listen.
You're a jerk off. That's what I think of you.
Any other news before we take a break?
Hey, Big Tone's in the house. That's pretty
big. Big Tone from the West Side. What up, Big Tone? Jay, anything else you want to talk about for a little break?
I think that's about it.
I want to talk about one more thing that I'm very excited for. Turnbuckle Throwbacks has secured a
table. Oh, yes.
We have secured a table at WrestleCon, 80s WrestleCon 2 at I Play America in Freehold, New Jersey. And it's going to be on October 26th. It's a Saturday morning from 10 to 3 p.m. Your boys will be there
with
the table with the merch and the gimmicks. Doing a podcast live on Rant EM Radio, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we'll have some kind of remote microphone to talk to the wrestlers and stuff like that. Scheduled to appear, Demolition, Bob Backlund, Ted DiBiase, Brutus Beefcake, Paul Orndorff, Sergeant Slaughter. Let me see who else is on here. Let me just check this list real quick. Why can't... Because Safari, you can eat a bag of fried fucking dicks.
Holy shit.
Tito Santana, Tatanka, look at this, Enzo Amore.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, Francine's going to be there.
Taking a picture with Francine.
Yes, you are. Hollywood from GLOW. Leilani Kai. Holy shit. Former World Tag Team Champion. I think that's it. And the ones I mentioned.
Yeah.
So you guys want to get on that, go to 80swrestlingcon.com. Get your tickets.
I'm going to challenge Bob Backlund to like a squat off.
A squat off?
Yeah. I'm going to start doing my Hindu squats.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so yeah, definitely come through. Come say hello to your boys if you're local.
JT, you gotta come in. You gotta come with us, dude.
Yeah, come on the show. Come to the convention too, man. Yeah, say hello. Man. It's in I play. I heard it's a nice place. They do all those signings over there.
Yeah, it's still a lot like Braun Strowman goes, Charlotte goes, all those guys go.
Yeah. I think that's it. I have no other news.
Yeah.
We have a really cool throwback for you tonight that Choppy didn't watch.
Yeah, man.
Which is okay.
You watched like an asshole.
You watched half of it.
It's okay.
It's okay, so you can do half a show.
There you go.
What kind of sandwich ain't too fattening? A half a sandwich.
A half a sandwich over here now. Look at you.
I'm over here now.
I had Geno's for the first time from Staten Island.
This guy's a fucking mover.
I am. Geno's in Staten Island's not bad.
Geno's cheesesteaks?
Yeah, in Staten Island.
The
one on Forest Avenue.
Shout out to Jack Pisano, owns it. Yeah,
that's a nice place. I used to live around the corner from there.
It's not terrible.
Place is really good.
It's not terrible. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
They opened a top tomato on Decca.
Yes, they did. I saw that.
That's a fine establishment.
Yes, it is.
All right, listen. Let's take a quick break. Let's plug our friends. Got a new plug from Shining Wizards. Speaking of Shining Wizards, next month they're going to have their 8th anniversary show in Hackensack, New Jersey.
8 years.
I know, God, right? I was with them for the first one. And Dave LaGreca from Busted Open is going to be one of the guests.
What?
I think we should make an appearance. We were invited, so I think we should make an appearance.
Okay.
I think it's Thanksgiving week. I think it's like the 21st of November.
Okay.
I forget, but definitely go on ShiningWizardsNetwork.com and check that out. And get to see Dave LaGreca from Busted Open. Pastor Sadell is in the room. Oh boy. Where's my soundboard? Here it is. Where's my soundboard for Pastor? I always play the this one.
Jesus!
Anyway. But yeah, man, we got a cool throwback for you tonight. It's October. We're leading up to Halloween Havocs. I use that plurally because we're doing, I think, two of them this month.
Yeah.
And be all right. So let me take a whiz, plug our friends, get some fucking grub, and we're going to be right back with Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We're live on Rant EM Radio, part of Dark Satellite Media, part of the Shining Wizards Network, of course, part of Rant and Ham Media. We'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
For 8 years and over 450 episodes, the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast has brought the wrestling fans the greatest guests, the most insightful discussion, and plenty of laughs along the way in discussing the world of professional wrestling. We are available live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. East on RantDMRadio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app. And of course, we are available also on all podcasting platforms. To check us out, go to ShiningWizards.com. Be ready to join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. If you're not tuned in to The Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love The Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, RantEMRadio.com. It's The Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at InconclusivePod or Facebook.com/InconclusiveBreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is Tama Tonga,
Tonga Loa,
and Hikuleo,
the Bullet Club, and you are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Raya and the Pain in the Ass Choppy on the Rant EM Radio. And that's just too sweet!
Speaking of the Shining Wizards,
Mooks!
Mr. Kevin Joseph Garifo is in the room.
Mr. Yeah. Garifo, how are you, friend?
Kevin, we were just talking about your big anniversary show next month in Hackensack. At Turnbuckle Throwbacks, we're making an appearance probably at. Mm-hmm. All right, we're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Rant EM Radio, Shining Wizards Network, Rant EM Radio, Shining Wizards Network, Dark Satellite Media, your sister's Walkman, you know. Anyway, it looks like Choppy's letting loose. Oh, no, we just called Choppy. No. Choppy delivery guy thought Choppy was Middle Eastern.
He was like, man, with a beard like that, I thought you were Middle Eastern. I was like, no, fuckface, I'm Portuguese.
That's funny shit.
It's okay.
That's funny shit.
I've gotten worse. I've gotten gypsy. I've been called gypsy before, so it's okay.
Don't try to trick me, gypsy.
Take your tears, gypsy.
May I look at your treasures?
May I look at your treasures? Did you shrink that woman? Did you shrink her? No, that's just a doll. No, you shrunk her. That's so funny. I love Borat. Anyways.
All right.
Are we ready for this?
I want to play something first before
Ooh, is that a flare promo I see? Oh, man.
Yeah, this is right before the clash. Can I play this?
Please do.
All right. So then we'll do a throwback.
We're back here, ladies and gentlemen, on TBS, the greatest wrestling fans in the world, right here in Atlanta in the center stage, and they have been promised a big surprise by the heavyweight champion of the world.
Well, let me just start off by saying, if Gary Hart can find it within his body to find the guts to walk out here, Hart, wherever you are, I know you're in the studio. Walk out here. Peace be to you, my friend. I just want you to be present. I won't lay a hand on you. Please, Gary Hart, walk out here. I want you to see the surprise firsthand.
All right, Nature Boy Ric Flair, here is Gary Hart.
Flair with the coif.
Flair's looking very svelte in this video. My God, he's jacked.
Yeah.
He has given his word.
Look at Gary Hart.
Yeah.
One of the greatest managers of all time.
First of all, let's get something straight.
You're a honky.
Don't be threatening me.
Don't be threatening me.
Means nothing. You got your surprise ready?
Oh, I got a surprise, my friend. You just open your eyes wide.
You know something? Slick Rick.
Is Flair going to take his pants off?
For you too. Come on out, gentlemen.
I'm sorry, this was after. This is after the pay-per-view. But I want to play something.
Wait a minute. I don't like... Why are you putting a
surprise? Ain't nothing. Because look at this.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, there's the surprise. I remember.
The Andersons. This is when Arn and Tully left WWF.
Yep.
That's right, and Tully didn't come back.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
As I get older, Arn Anderson slowly turned into my favorite wrestler of all time.
He's really good.
How about that?
Change. You never know what's going to happen with new music.
Kill yourself, Bruce Springsteen. Everybody know about fucking face and dumb from Dirty Jersey.
Oh, stop. He's quite dreadful.
He is fucking awful.
Aren't you from Jersey?
I hate
only the good half.
I hate Bruce Springsteen.
I love the Choppy's from Jersey, and you hate Springsteen.
I am not a
fan. That makes me happy. That makes me even more happier.
I just am not a fan. I like Billy Joel more than I like Bruce Springsteen.
Man, you are definitely from New York, then, pal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look who's in the house.
Uh oh.
Mama Lesser's in the house.
Uh oh.
Oh man, I'm gonna fuck her ass up next time I see.
Hello, gorgeous.
She is such a nice woman. I don't give a shit what they say about her.
It's not me. It's what you say about her.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. Oh, man.
Are we ready for a throwback?
Yes, we are.
All right, let's do it. And now, here is your throwback of the week. Sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio. All right. So since Jay and I watched the whole thing. No, I'm joking. I don't give a fuck, really. Doesn't matter. No, I don't. I told Jay before you came down, when you were putting the kids to bed,
no.
I've watched this pay-per-view so many times.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorites.
You like the Clash?
I love the Clash. Oh, this is one of my favorites.
Well, they lead it into, like, you know, the first Halloween Havoc, and that was just such a... monumental show in itself.
Yeah, 30th anniversary to Halloween Havoc this month on Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Yeah. So I'm really excited about that. This took place on... This is the original Fall Brawl, by the way.
I didn't know.
This is before Fall Brawl was the War Game.
The War Game.
This is just... Then they named it Fall Brawl. What's that smell, JT? It's your sister. Okay.
Ooh.
Ring the bell. September 12, 1989. The Carolina Coliseum in Columbia, South Carolina. 2,600 fans drew a 4.7 rating.
Wow.
2,600?
2,600 people, Whoa. And they drew a 4.7 on a Tuesday night, by the way.
Wow.
In the late 80s, on a Tuesday night, cable television, 4.7. That's 4 million people, right, Chop?
Mm-hmm.
Almost 5 million.
And it's funny because they're in South Carolina and they only drew 2,600 people.
Well, no, that's the place only holds 2,600.
Even still though, why are they not in a bigger building?
Well, because that was the beauty of the NWA, brother.
Nothing made sense.
Only the big cards got the big stadiums and you know what I'm saying? They didn't fuck around, dude. When that was the whole beauty of NWA and World Championship Wrestling. They made the small arena look like it was 90,000 mm-hmm. people.
Okay, because they had such passionate fans, by the way.
So this was the first build ever. This was the first build up to, like Jay said, Halloween Havoc. Okay, the Z-Man made his debut. We'll talk about that in a minute.
What a jerk off!
Scott Steiner was tripped by Missy Hyatt with Doom. That started the whole Doom Steiner thing. And we had an injury to Terry Funk.
Yeah.
So,
but thankfully he was still on the show.
Oh well, he told everybody, he's like, "You people, you got some nerve coming in here in my hospital."
Ric Flair
did this to me with a branding iron. Anyway, let's get right into it because this was a good card, man.
Yeah, it was. It was. I mean, it's. I mean, there's a few clunkers, but all in all, it was definitely a good card.
Yeah, the Road Warriors. The Road Warriors, as Dusty Rhodes would say, the Road Warriors with Precious Paul taking on the Samoan SWAT team with Paul Lee.
Yeah. Man, Hawk looked jacked.
He was always in better shape.
Holy shit.
He was always in better shape. More better shape than Animal.
Yeah, but man, he looked bigger than Animal.
If we ever did like the most menacing looking wrestlers on the planet, like, as a podcast?
Yeah.
I think Hawk would be top five.
Oh, my God.
What about Warlord? Warlord was ginormous.
Warlord was fucking ginormous.
Oh, my God.
And he looked even more menacing in the E.
Yeah he did.
With the half mask and the thunderbolt thing. Yeah. Nah, he looked fucking massive. This match went almost 7 minutes, and it's funny because...
Show went longer, I think.
What's that?
Show went longer.
Well, you're talking about the Road Warriors who never sell. And the SST, who were actually decent performers.
Yeah.
So it was at this time they were probably the top heel tag team because the Varsity Club had broken up for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see that here too.
Yeah. Oh, Captain Mike Rotunda.
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 Rotunda. Rotunda. I'll meet you in the Rotunda. No, this was a good match.
It was a good match. I mean, it was. The end was a little. You know, it looked like you hear Paul yelling at Paul Ellering yelling at Hawk. Give me the phone.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Was Hawk a better wrestler than Animal?
I think Animal was a better wrestler.
Animal was definitely the better wrestler.
Hawk got the title matches though.
Yeah. Well, Hawk looks like he's the quintessential wrestler. If you showed like anybody that's not a wrestling fan, like. What do you think this guy does for a living? I think he's a fucking professional wrestler.
I think he lays carpet.
But, Hawk was the one who was getting the world title matches as opposed to Animal. Because Animal, he was the better worker of the two. However, he didn't have the charisma, the individual charisma.
No, Hawk cut better promos.
Yeah.
Especially, rape promos on Ric Flair. Remember that?
Well.
And you want to know something? And Hawk was just more of he looked more like a bodybuilder, even though he was a powerlifter. Because if you look at Hawk, if you look at Animal just looked like a straight up powerlifter.
Mm-hmm.
He had a little bit of a gut. He had the great upper body, but you know, Hawk was the man. I'm sorry.
Hawk was a better worker than Animal was a better worker than Hawk, and mm-hmm. Shaylin agrees with you. Okay. Your next match, the Z-Man, making his debut, Mr. Minnesota, Tom Zink, rest in peace, taking on the Cuban Assassin.
5 minutes, I'll never get back.
Yep.
3 minutes and 36 seconds.
Whatever. Same shit.
Yeah, not a fan of the Z-Man.
Oh, he's horrible!
Yeah. I was a fan of him when he teamed with Rick Martel, when they were the Can-Am Connection.
The Can-Am Connection?
Yeah, I was a fan of him then. But then after that, I'm going to go like, he's just... vanilla, like there's just there's nothing there.
Choppy knows my favorite Z-Man match.
Oh, the one with Vader? Oh, forget it.
Great American Bash 1990.
Oh my God!
The North American debut of Big Van Vader, and he fucking annihilates the Z-Man. that couple 6 months after this. That's my favorite fucking. That's my favorite Z-Man match.
Well, that match was fantastic.
Yeah. He beats the Cuban Assassin, who's been around forever. You know, he's like the journeyman jobber guy on all the pay-per-views and, you know, the Power Hour and Saturday Night and shit like that. So, whatevs.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I guess this is, it's a clash of champions. It's a way to get him exposed and have you.
Yeah. Fuck.
I suppose that's a terrible wrestler? Absolutely. Awful. He was awful. That's why Larry Zbyszko threw him out of that Rumble match so he could win the title in AWA.
Shaylin says she heard that Martel couldn't stand Tom Zink.
That's true.
Is it true, really?
That's why they broke up, because Tom Zink was always dipping on their matches.
I wish Martel would have did a podcast. He said he doesn't do podcasts, but he thanked us for reaching out to him. Remember that time we reached out to Rick Martel? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that would be some podcast or shoot interview, because he's fought everybody.
Yeah, he's been, and like I said, he was
so from the 70s to WWF to the AWA to fucking WCW.
Yep.
He fought one of our favorites, a turnbuckle throwback favorite.
Which one?
Mr. Stan the Lariat Hansen.
He's fought Stan Hansen in Japan.
And AWA.
And Stan Hansen whooped his ass.
Yeah, and Stan Hansen got mad at Vern Gagne, ran the fucking AWA title over with his pickup truck. Yeah. That's true. He told me that at dinner, by the way. Stan Hansen told me
that. Oh, he told you that story?
Why? We asked him if it was a true story. He goes, yeah, of course it was.
That's awesome.
That makes him so much better.
Ask Rob. Rob was with me when we had dinner with Stan Hansen. You can listen to that episode, by the way. It's on TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com. My dinner with Stan Hansen was fucking awesome, by the way. All right. Your next match was for the NWA Tag Team Championship.
No. Wait.
Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped one. I'm sorry. How about the... Oh, I forgot this one.
This was a great squash match.
Jay, how about the squash match, Jay?
Oh.
Sid Vicious and Ranger Ross.
Ranger Ross.
But what's up with Dan Spivey? Like, is he hurt? Or I know they were the twin... Not the twin...
The skyscrapers.
Skyscrapers. But like, he's like, why is he coming out to the ring? I Teddy Long, yes.
First off, he had to like show off his amazing mullet.
Who, Dan Spivey? He had an epic mullet.
He really did.
For the time, yes, 100%.
And then, of course, you know, Peanut over there, Mr.
Peanut Head, Teddy Long, yeah.
Teddy Long, I mean, he had no teeth, so you gotta cover up. You gotta use Dan Spivey to cover up Teddy Long.
Holla, 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 holla.
Holla, holla.
Holla, holla.
Now, can I just say something? You want to talk about Hawk being jacked?
Yo.
Yeah.
Sid Vicious?
To the gills.
Oh, my God. He was jacked in this match.
Whatever horse pills he's on.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hook a brother up.
Dude, he fucked up Ranger Ross in this match. With that fucking powerbomb? Oh. What about that tilt-a-whirl?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
What a great match.
1 minute, 8 seconds. Yeah.
The 1 minute, 8 second match that I was very happy to see. It was really good.
Nice. Nice lemon.
And then Jim Ross saying, I guarantee you he'll be a future world champion. Lo and behold.
Yeah. Lo and behold. It took him, you know, 20 years, but
he got the WWF title and the WCW title. God bless him.
Yeah.
The Millennium Man, Sid Vicious.
The Millennium Man.
Who's the man?
I told you my favorite shirt was from 1990 when I went to the house show in Flair Beach thing for the title.
Oh, yeah?
I bought the Sid Rules the World shirt.
Oh.
He's on one knee on a globe, like a cartoon with his hands out. I wore that shirt till it fucking, till it fell apart.
I still think his best run was probably in the F, where he came out to that Sid
that psycho music.
Yeah. Oh.
How about when he was in ECW for a minute?
I loved the one he was in ECW
with Jeff Jones.
Jeff Jones, he was awesome with Jeff Jones. I loved him. But you know what I loved about him? It was his eyes. His eyes when he did a promo, it looked like he was about to kill the fucking
and
announcer.
He talked with his teeth clenched because Sid Vicious
and then he would do this,
rules the world.
And then he would do this.
Yeah. And he'd start laughing. Sid Udy.
I love him, man. He doesn't get enough credit as a character.
Psycho Sid Vicious. WrestleMania 8, right? That was WrestleMania 8?
With him and Hulk Hogan. But he had that.
Justice.
He was Sid Justice. But when he was Psycho Sid, when he went up against The Undertaker.
Yeah.
At WrestleMania.
That's right. That's
right.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
I love
Sid Justice. Kicked out of the leg drop there.
That's right.
Because
Papa Shango couldn't make it down. Couldn't hold his cue.
Good call, Jay.
All of a sudden, they're in Indianapolis, Indiana. It's like, I'll leave right now. All of a sudden, it's a fucking 100-yard hike downtown. The fuck? Next thing you know, he's in there. Earl Hebner's like, kick out, Sid. Kick out. Only guy to kick out of the leg drop.
Now, Shaylin, I believe you're incorrect. Dan Spivey didn't have the mullet of all mullets. He had a nice mullet. However, the mullet of all mullets was Mr. Beautiful Blobby, Bobby
Beautiful
Bobby.
Beautiful Blobby.
Oh, no way, Brad Armstrong.
Are you bugging?
Wow. Brad Armstrong.
Wow. Oh, do we have to revisit the fucking mullet episode?
Yes!
Yes.
All right. That's your homework, then.
Beautiful yep. Blobby had the best one.
I want a top 10 mullet list.
Mullet off. It's on. Next week, it's on.
Oh, next week. All right, that'll be the opening segment.
Mullet off.
Mullet off.
Scott Hall had a nice one. When he was Razor?
Dude, fucking Ricky Morton.
Yeah.
Ricky Morton still got one.
Well, look at Robert Gibson. He has a skullet.
and a lazy eye.
And a lazy eye, so.
That's all
right. He's making an NWA money again. That New Japan money he's making. There's so many mullets, man. Are you serious right now?
Yes, we are.
Dude, Oliver Humperdinck had a fucking
awesome. What about Shawn Michaels?
Paul E? Shawn Michaels, Marty Jannetty?
Yeah.
Bruce Beefcake?
Yes. Dude, Brian Pillman. We're going to see it later on.
Brian Pillman had a perm.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
All right, let's get into the World Tag Team Championship.
Oh, he did with some SoGlow at that point, too.
Watch it. SoGlow! So the Fabulous Freebirds won the NWA Tag Team titles at the last Clash, okay? The problem was they weren't getting any love from anybody.
Because they hated them.
Because it's not Texas.
It was, and on top of that, it wasn't the original Freebirds.
I got to tell you, though, Shane Douglas had a nice mullet, too.
So that's a good one.
Johnny Ace. What about a people power?
Johnny Ace.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I was watching. Okay. There's a no-no going on in baseball right now. Nationals and Cardinals.
Fuck them.
Anyway. So they're fighting the Steiner brothers, Rick and Scott, with Missy Hyatt and Robin Green. Now, this is when Robin was courting Rick Steiner, and her and Missy went on a shopping spree prior to the match.
Oh, God, I hated that fucking segment.
Oh, God. Missy's like, I don't know, you should buy that. How many dresses are you going to buy? You try to one in the store. And you go to a jewelry spot, and the old lady like, this? Oh, God. This chain costs $998.
She was
Rick Steiner bought this
and then
for me.
She goes, I'll buy it. I'll take it. She hands him fucking Rick Steiner's American Express card.
Missy Hyatt was got to be one of the most southern women on this fucking show. She was, ugh.
She looks terrible now. She looks so good back then.
She was a fucking
hottie.
She
man.
Was really good looking back in the day. Now she looks
like a melted candle. Is that what you call her?
A melted candle. That's what she looks like.
Yeah,
with a bunch of Botox for no reason.
With a bunch of Botox.
I wish Missy Hyatt was going to be at that wrestling convention.
Who knows? Maybe she'll. Well, her and Francine are good friends. Maybe she'll show up.
I want
sweet Stan and Beautiful Bobby with the U.S. tag spots.
I like those U.S. tag team titles. They're really
one of my
nice.
Favorite belts of all time. Yeah. Those are fucking mint with the fucking red face. I'm Beautiful Blobby, and there's Charlotte Flair's crotch.
You know what? A really good mullet was Dr. Tom Pritchard.
Hell yeah!
You know what? Yeah,
Dr.
He did.
Hell yeah, he had a fucking mullet. A lot of cool mullets, man.
But
anyway, good match.
Yes,
10.5 minutes. You know, we talk about the Steiners all the time. I like the Freebirds. I was a Jimmy Garvin, Michael Hayes guy because I think in '89 when they brought the Freebirds back, I was like, wow, and I was fully invested. I was like 15 at this point. I'm fully invested. I was like, fuck, the Freebirds are the World Tag Team Champions. It was crazy at the time, and the NWA was so hot, so hot.
Hey, can I just mention something about Michael Hayes in this match? You know how old he was in this match. He was 30 years old.
Yeah.
And he looked like he was 50.
But
look at his lifestyle. You ever see there's a PWI, right? This is an awesome fucking cover, by the way. It's one of my favorite covers of all time. There's a PWI cover of Michael Hayes with Kerry Von Erich. You know the Von Erich Freebird feud? But they had made amends to team up against, I forget who, in around this time, by the way, when he went back to Texas. And can they coexist? And you see... Kerry's holding a container of milk, and Michael Hayes has got a bottle of Jack Daniels. If anybody can find that on the gimmick, show us. It's one of the coolest fucking. I think either PWI, the wrestler, or Pro Wrestling Illustrated. I forget one of those. But yeah, this is when Scotty was tripped up by by Robin Green at ringside, who will later go on to manage Doom.
Mm-hmm.
Which I never even knew.
Well, look at you, young man.
Yeah, I had no idea.
We're getting you fucking right. What's the matter, Chop?
Oh, look at this.
What's up?
They
Who's your favorite girl?
Oh, it's Bailey.
They changed her. They don't no more hugging anymore.
Oh, no more hugging. They fucking did. They fix her jaw, by the way.
Let me see. She's done with the hugs.
She cut her hair.
She cut her hair. She has no more of those.
She has massive tits, but she never shows them. They're like in a sports bra. She harnesses them.
It's like Geppetto. It's like Geppetto. It's like Pinocchio with Geppetto.
Holy shit! Ring the bell.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Anyway. All right, so Jay, you want to get into this next match with the fucking with the perm with the poet?
Oh,
the poet,
yeah,
the poet.
Brian Pillman, Cincinnati Bengals. Brian Pillman.
He won the Courage Award. He went to Miami of Ohio.
Yeah,
we hear this every fucking match from Jim Ross. Oh, every match,
Joe Jimmy,
and you know old you know young Bastion Booger here.
Yeah, Maka Singh from yeah. If you go back to Stampede.
Oh, that's true too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I actually liked the Norman gimmick. I thought that was pretty good. Like I really enjoyed it.
Well, it got good until now because yes. when he goes
this
face,
this is where it went
when
over.
He goes face, he starts walking around with teddy bears. Yes. And that was fucking brutal.
And then, I mean, like I said, it wasn't a long match. You know, I mean, it was, you know,
it was 3 minutes and 38 yeah. seconds, and I'm not getting back. But this match did two things. It put Brian Pillman over.
Yeah.
As a top mid-card guy at this point. He was new to the company still. And it made Norman do the turn on Teddy Long.
Yeah. Well, like I said, because there was... And then I think him and Scotty Steiner came in at the same time, right? Like, give or take, I think Steiner came in first and then...
Yeah, because Rick Steiner was already with Eddie Gilbert and Sting, the First Family.
Yeah, and then Scott Steiner came in. So, like, he was still part of this new blood that was coming in. Scott Correct. Steiner was, like you know, that... I don't even think the Frankensteiner, did he do it on that match?
No, he didn't
do it yet.
But and this is around the same time that the NWA got an endorsement from Ruse, the sneakers. And it was like, Ruse, dude. And everybody cut, and the sneaker had like a zipper on the side, like a gimmick. Ask my aunt, when the next time you come to my sister's house and my aunt Sue's visiting from Florida, just go, hey, Aunt Sue, Ruse, dude. And my Aunt Sue fucking pops because she was a Lex Luger guy. She loved fucking Lex. That was her man. She still all my posters out of my magazine. Hang them up on her wall in her bedroom. Yeah, my Aunt Sue had the hots for
it. I have a question. You had a pair of Ruse?
No. I had ponies at the time.
Wow.
I had ponies. I had Avias. I had British Knights. In 89, I had BKs. I had fucking Avias, the 820s. Oh, I had some dope fucking sneakers. That's all. The only thing that was good on me was my sneakers. And I just started wearing hats around this time.
What about the package? The package was good on you too, right?
My cock?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Forget the sneakers.
Yeah, you know, listen, it's Space Mountain now. It's the oldest route with the longest line.
Wow.
No, it's not. I
call it Serpentera, then.
Yeah, no, I'm nowhere near that anymore. I'm fucking... See, Miami of Ohio! He won the Courage Award! By God, that man's got a family!
By God!
I wish my son was... Yeah. By God! My son does an awesome Jim Ross, by the way. Right, Chop?
By God, that man's got a family. Miami of Ohio.
Imagine Jim Ross if he was, like, 12.
Yeah.
Doing that.
Also, fix the fucking camera.
You want to know something, Kevin? Go fix your fucking face.
We can't fix the camera because it's fucking... It's the space that we're in.
Yeah, we have a very limited... Oh, there we go.
I apologize. Anyway, your next match... We'll fix this eventually.
Yeah.
Battle of the Varsity Club.
Yeah. Steve Williams
against Captain Mike Rotunda.
Man, I tell you, did you hear Jim Ross have an orgasm when Steve Williams came out?
Oh well, he's an Oklahoman. That's why. He's all American. Oklahoma. That guy. He's an all American.
Just think about this for a second. Can you believe that's the father of Bray Wyatt?
Who, Mike Rotunda?
Yeah, can you believe that?
Can you believe his grandfather's Blackjack Mulligan?
Wow.
And his uncles are from Greenpoint?
Wow.
Yeah, like I said, like Mike Rotunda and Bray Wyatt, it doesn't make sense. Because Bray Wyatt has so much charisma.
There you go, boys. Also, fuck Choppy.
You know, he doesn't call me Choppy, he calls me Chippy.
Chippy. you can listen to Shiny Wizards every Tuesday live on Rant EM Radio. Cheap plug. Cheap plug. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I can listen. Both guys can work. This is a fun match. This is 10 minutes, almost 10 minutes, 7 minutes, 7 minutes, 4 seconds. It's pretty good. I enjoyed this.
Now the next match.
Well, now, contrary to what you're gonna say, this match was actually pretty fucking good.
I'm shocked to hear that.
This, it was good.
It was pretty. And let me tell you something. This was when they brought again for like the ninth time. They brought back fucking the second worst world champion in the NWA history.
Wildfire Tommy Rich. Wow.
Somebody call me a bad champion.
He was so over. He was white hot.
Chippy Magoo. I can't wait to Jay, you're going to love it, man, if you're around.
Yeah.
We have a Christmas party with the Wizards every year. We do a Christmas show.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, dude, it's fucking hilarious. And last year was no different.
All we do is make fun of each other.
We exchange gifts and make fun of each other. It's fucking hilarious. So we got to work on that, Tony. Tony's in the social media building. I played you new spots, by the way, boys. Anyway, this match was pretty good for the NWA United States Championship.
Yeah.
Contrary to how I feel about Lex Luger, Tommy Rich actually gave him a good match. And I'm not a fan of Tommy Rich either. But this is
you love Tommy.
10.5 minutes, and it didn't feel. And you know why I like this match? Because it didn't feel like 10.5 minutes.
Yeah,
right, Jay?
It was like I said. I actually really enjoyed it. I mean, I watched something recently on. I think it was on Amazon Prime. They had a Tommy Rich thing, and I was like, I got to watch this. Who am I kidding?
Tommy Rich.
And, you know, I mean, he was good for the time. But, like, in this match, I was like, wow, that's actually really, really good.
I didn't get it. I didn't get the appeal.
Yeah.
No physique.
Oh, no, Tommy Rich, you mean?
No physique. No charisma. Couldn't even talk unless he was in the Mid-South Coliseum.
You know what's dope? When you see Tommy Rich now at an event, he has a... Guys, come to my gimmick table.
Yeah.
I got the heel stuff here and the face stuff here. Like, he's got his whole...
Forever shilling.
Dude.
He's worse than Virgil.
Dude, his gimmick table is the best. You want some heel 8x10s right here? I got some DVDs. And I got the face DVDs right here.
Somebody say something about a heel turn.
I need you to do me a favor.
What's up?
When you can you do a whole show with that southern accent?
Yeah.
Let me do a whole show about Tommy Rich's
voice.
Yes,
do it. Do it just a little bit. Oh, right.
We got here. What we got right here is all my heel 8x10s right here. And we got the face 8x10. Dude, I sat there. Me and Shining was Eddie. We were at a fucking PWS show. Me and Eddie stood there, and our minds were blown. Come on over, boys. Come on over. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? What is going on right now? It's like Bizarro World.
Uh-oh. Who's in the house?
In the room. It's Ratings McGee. Where is he?
Nick.
What up, Nick?
Ratings McGee.
Yeah,
wow.
Ratings McGee.
Yeah, Virgil's pretty bad, because I'll tell you, I was at Grand Central, and he was shelling out fucking 8x10s at Grand Central one time. He was like, hey, you're a fan, right? I was like, nah, not a fan of you.
Dude, I laughed all the way home that night with Tommy Rich. He had two parts of his gimmick table.
Beautiful.
Fucking beautiful.
A worker right
That's
there.
That's a fucking worker.
That's a worker. Dang, terrific.
That's what I'm saying.
But this match was really, really good.
No, I enjoyed it.
Especially, like I said, same thing with me. Like, Lex Luger, you could just always, all you hear is just, But he, you know, this is before he started selling.
I forgot he does it every time he gets hit.
Lex?
Yeah.
Every time he, like, does a move, he's like, oh!
Yeah. this is before he started selling.
Who does that? My favorite, to this very day, is my favorite part of Lex Luger.
Yeah.
He's getting his ass handed to him by the NWO in Fall Brawl 96, and Sting deserts him. He's like, Stinger! The worst actor in the world! He's horrible.
But like I said, all in all, like it was a good match. I mean, and clearly, I think Luger's been in the company, what?
Dude! I'm trying to find Lex Luger. We're just gonna make a Lex Luger fucking grunt tape. Grunt clip.
Dude!
But yeah, they bring Tommy Rich back, you know, for a cup of coffee.
Well, then he comes, but he stays in the company for a little bit because he becomes Thomas Rich.
He becomes Thomas Rich of the York Foundation.
Come over here, boys!
Why does he
get my 8x10?
Why doesn't he become Thomas Richard?
Guys, I got my 8x10s right here. These are my heel 8x10s. And I got my DVDs right here. And I got my face DVDs right here. I'll tell you, boys, I had some career. And I was like, shut the fuck up. No, Holly Race fell. He probably had a headlock going, shut the fuck up. I can see Holly Race yelling at him at the chase. Shut the fuck up. Boys, this is when I was a big Don. Remember when I was a big Don?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You boys don't. Come on over here, man. I got some stuff over here. Got all the gimmicks right here.
Oh my God, it's funny shit. Oof.
He did have him and Buzz Sawyer had like probably one of the greatest.
The cage match.
Yeah, I'm trying to work on getting all the footage. If I can get all the footage, we're doing a podcast. Ooh, on
yeah. That's absolutely.
That was the last. Was it something? It's something in Atlanta. I forgot the name of the feud. What the fuck is so funny, dude? He's still laughing about the gimmick table. Boys, come on, man. Come on over, boys. I got all the gimmicks here.
Yeah.
The name of the episode, Tommy Rich's Gimmicks.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, this is just funny.
I can't imagine Eddie doing this. Like, boy, Eddie would be like, yo, just shut the fuck up.
I just... Because it was funny, because Eddie and I were at... We were doing the rounds. And Virgil had the $1 million belt, right? And it was...
Of course he did.
But it was held together with, like, twisty ties, right? It was like like a replica one.
Oh, God.
He's like, you take a picture with the belt, the 8x10. And Eddie's like, no, we're not.
Oh, that shit was funny. That's some funny shit. How about put Lex Luger selling? Maybe that'll pop up. That's
funny. Hold on.
If not, we know a new video to create.
There it is. Say, Lex Luger selling. Let's see what happens.
Hold on, let's see what's going on. Hold on.
Lex Luger here. Let's see what happens.
Okay, here we go. Hold on.
Asserting and finished that one, man.
These are all the stockades.
There it is.
No! Stop. You gotta say, you gotta. No!
Damn it, that's good Luger right there.
To the big moment. Has the
terrible
horseplay with these two guys. Right here. And this
that was awful. And the hits just keep on coming.
You know the beauty of this is that somebody thought the same thing. They were like, I'm making a video of Lex Luger selling. I love the
internet. That might be the best 1 minute and 18 seconds on fucking YouTube ever.
Name of the episode, Lex Luger Grunts. We got a lot of names. We got tons of names for the episodes now.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical. Oh, man.
Come on over, boys.
I got me some gimmicks here at the table. I got the 8x10s right here with my face gimmicks. This is my heel gimmicks. I got some DVDs.
You know, I just realized something. You know who you look like with your face shaved like that? You look like the one-man gang now.
Wow. The one-man gang now.
Yeah, now.
Thanks. Yeah. So I added 30 years to my fucking life. Wow.
Come on over, boys. This is when I was Akeem, the African Dream right here, the 8x10s.
You know what I just heard recently when they were on, the Twin Towers were on Arsenio? Oh.
Oh, I don't remember that.
You guys ever saw that?
No.
It's right before when they fought Demolition at WrestleMania.
Yeah, yeah.
This was the night, the week of. Holy shit. And Arsenio's like, where are you from? Deepest, darkest Africa. Slick's like...
Fuck.
He's a real brother. It's so good.
Was Slick on there?
Yeah, Slick and the Boss Man.
Slick was there? Oh, wow.
And Boss Man kept calling us in your boy.
Boy! Oh, boy! Man. Boy! Boy! He almost sounds like Hank Hill. Boys? Damn, hypocrites. Boys?
You know that's a really good impression of Hank Hill, right?
Boys? Let me get...
God damn it, Bobby.
God damn it, Bobby. Last time y'all shaved my cat. Anyway. All right, let's finish this up.
Cause yeah. Like Lex Luger won.
Yeah, he did.
After...
Dude! Dude!
Oh, God!
Stinger!
Stinger! Stinger! Gosh, it's hysterical. I can't. Oh, my gosh, it's funny. Sting! Oh.
Sting! Sting! Oh, Sting! Anyway, speaking of Sting.
Yeah.
Him and the Nature Boy.
Sting.
Sting. Against Dick Slater, who's filling in for Terry Funk.
Yeah.
And the Great Muta.
The Great Muta was great.
Yeah.
He was great. He was great.
Still great.
Oh, fuck yeah, he's still great. He's so good that everybody's using his gimmicks now.
Especially Asuka.
Yeah, Asuka right now.
He's that fucking miss. I was like, yes, I fucking popped so hard. And I
popped it too. I was like, oh my God.
Yes, listen, I was screaming. Like,
listen, Becky Lynch should be, you know, lucky that it was the green miss. If it was the red miss, forget about it.
Holy shit.
She would have been blinded.
She would have been blinded for life.
Yeah, she would have been blinded for life. We all know that.
Muta don't fuck around, dude. If he color schemes his shit and he's mad at you, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
It's a wrap. He's lucky. She's lucky it was the fucking green mist.
Oh my God! Could you imagine? What if it was like the yellow mist?
If it was the yellow mist, man,
R. Kelly would be happy.
Yeah. My mind's telling me no, but my penis, my penis is telling me yes.
Oh, dear Lord!
This was a fun match, man.
Yeah,
almost 20 minutes. This went.
I tell you, I never really watched too many Dick Slater matches.
Yo,
this dude got down.
Dude, we love Dick Slater on Turnbuckle Throwback.
Yeah.
Dick Slater can go, dude.
Dude, his Mid-South stuff, Choppy will tell you, his Mid-South stuff was fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Him, he was with Dark Journey.
Yes, mint.
Mint, yeah. Very fucking, Dick Slater can go. Not when he was the rebel Dick Slater in fucking WWF. That was fucking
Dick
awful.
Dick Slater is very underrated talent.
He was also Dusty's Gorilla.
Dusty's Gorilla.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listen to that episode.
So how did Dusty introduce the gorilla?
This is my gorilla. I went to the deepest, darkest Africa, and I got me a gorilla to fight the Koloff.
Oh, my God. So I...
That's an episode, my friends.
Yeah.
I did a whole episode on Dusty's Gorilla. Oof. It was good. It was one of our best episodes, yes, actually. Dusty's Gorilla. That's why I named it. Happy birthday, Dusty.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, this was, like I said, it was surprisingly good. Like, I mean, you know, knowing what was happening and everything. I mean, Terry Funk comes out, attempts to murder somebody.
Yeah, Terry Funk's always out to commit a felony. That was just
Funk match unless there's a felony
act. There's violence, and like, hardcore violence.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I don't know, man. What about Ken Patera with that fucking...
You know that documentary's on the network, right?
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Ken Patera?
Ken Patera, yeah. It's on. I watched it like a month
ago. How many minutes is that?
It's, like, it's the Coliseum tape. Remember when he gets locked up?
Yeah, they put that on there?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a new one.
No,
put that shit on there? I gotta watch that. I definitely gotta watch that.
So what I like about this match, well, forget about the match. The feud goes into the 90s.
Yes.
Because, Gary Hart starts J-Tex. He gets Dick Slater. He gets the Dragon Master, Muta, Buzz fucking Sawyer.
Buzz Sawyer.
Who's out of his mind crazy, legitimately in real life.
He was also out of shape at this point.
Buzz Sawyer and Tommy Rich have, like I said, one of the bloodiest fucking feuds in the 80s. I think it was 82, 84, I forget.
It went for, like, the middle part of the 80s.
It was fucking nuts, and they chronicle it. I gotta get the rest of the footage, because I'm telling you, Chop, it's one of the... It made every... When I was a kid, it was on every fucking magazine, man.
I'm sure you were like, what the hell's up with all this blood?
All this blood, yeah. It was... Because, you know, when you see blood on a magazine, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know,
it was in black and white.
Well, no, the covers weren't, but the inside was, of course. They didn't have color pages back then. And the outside was the front and the back were. But man, I gotta tell you, I enjoyed everything. I didn't like Ric Flair as a face.
Yeah, he's kind of not.
He's never been good as a
face,
ever.
But I understood why they did it, because they needed to get Sting over, and you know, there was a rhyme and reason to it. And the NWA was still the NWA at this point. This is before the whole fucking PN News. 1991, go baby, yo baby.
Terry Taylor, the computer man of the future.
Terrence Taylor?
The computerized man of the 90s.
Computerized man of the 90s.
What about Richard Morton?
Ah, Richard Morton.
Yeah, Dick Slater tag team was gold. Him and Bunkhouse Buck. That's right. And
oh, in the mid 90s, that's right.
And me and Mike Enos. Well, with Colonel Rob Parker. Well.
Wasn't that the other guy's uncle or something like that?
The first guy was on the show. Yeah, it was his illegitimate uncle. That was it was Colonel Rob Powers, we used to call him. Well.
Well, it's J-E-double-F. J-A-double-R-E-double-T.
Yeah, no, Bunkhouse Buck. I loved all those guys. Me and Mike Enos.
Me and Mike Anus? What?
Hey, baby.
Hey,
Mike Enos was horrible.
No, he wasn't, actually.
He was horrible.
Hey, baby.
Him and Wayne Bloom were the fucking Destruction Crew. Before they were the Beverly Brothers. You like the Beverly Brothers? Yeah. Oh, you don't like them?
They suck.
Oh, you're bugging, dude.
They had sweet mullets, though.
You know what? Talk about mullets. They didn't have sweet mullets.
They used to come out with the... They used to be called the Destruction Crew in the AWA. They used to come out to We Will Rock You. And they had the fucking hard hats and the vests.
They look like a bunch of gay
village
wives.
People. Yeah, village people rejects.
They were horrible. I hated them.
No, they were good. I thought they were good. Me, Wayne... Well, Wayne...
You want to know something? I think you're good.
Thanks, pal.
I think he's good.
He's not that
thank
bad.
Thank you, pal.
He's pretty good.
Thanks, pal.
You know, that's what I'm here for. To make you guys
let me show you how you suck it.
Wow, I don't know. I don't show you how to do that, but okay.
Hey, big boy. Big boy.
Rough and ready. That's right.
Wow, that sounds like a gay porno.
That's what. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Anybody see Richie?
Where's Cuz, bro? Anyway. So it was good, and it led to a good feud. They brought the Andersons back, and then then he made Sting a horseman. They turn on Sting. We'll get into that next year.
Yeah, and like I said,
is that when they brought in after they kicked out Sting? Did they bring in Sid, or was it Barry right afterwards?
After Sting,
yeah, because remember they kicked Sting out. So who replaced Sting?
Sid Vicious.
It was Sid, right?
I believe it was.
It was Sid. Yeah.
Sid Vicious rules.
And then fucking Ole leaves, and then Ole becomes kind of like a manager, and then Barry comes back, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Wow. Barry Windham! It's Barry Windham!
Barry Windham! Jesus Christ.
It's Barry Windham!
What? That was horrible. I tell you right now, I did like Tony Roma. Or Tony Roma. What was his name?
Paul Roma.
Paul Roma.
Pretty Paul Roma.
Handsome, pretty Paul Roma, ladies.
The poor man's man at work. Yeah. It's true, Kev. It's very true.
Terrible.
I enjoyed the match, though. Did you see that match at all?
I did not.
You didn't. I enjoyed it. I mean, listen, it's Jim Ross on the call, right?
Jim Cornette and
Cornette.
Yeah, it was Jim Ross when he was actually on fire. It's as opposed to AEW, where he's just like,
I'm half asleep now.
It's like he takes some Percocets and he's like, all right, guys, you handle it.
just stick with me, kid. You'll be all right.
Schiavone is the best part of the whole fucking commentating team.
Schiavone.
Schiavone?
He's Italian. Leave him alone.
He's all right.
He's one of your peoples.
One of my people? Ring the bell.
That's racist. He's one of your Calabrians or whatever the fuck you guys
Calabrian?
Are.
I'm not Calabrian, you fucking dolt.
What are you?
I'm Napolitan and Sicilian.
Same shit.
Same shit.
If you put your hand on this $150 lid, I'll slap them lips on the side of your face.
Happy birthday, Dusty. 70 fucking...
Oh, look, it froze.
Oh, it froze.
It looks like I'm taking a dump in my pants. Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, boy.
Have you ever seen this Clash?
I have seen it
once. Oh, you've seen it, okay.
When I saw it, I was like, man, I feel like I've seen this before. I think we had done it before, I think.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Maybe. Or we talked about it at least.
Yes.
There's a couple things that we went over, we redid because I just wanted to get a fresh new perspective.
Just for the fuck of it.
Because it's our show.
Just for the fuck of it.
Just for the fuck. We do whatever the fuck we want.
And if you don't like it, fuck it.
Yeah.
No, seriously, if you don't like it. Sincerely, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Bop it.
Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you, nigga.
Wow. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm always a big fan of Terry Funk, so especially if Terry Funk's coming out to try to maim
somebody.
Fuck Percocet are a hell of a drug, Jay's girlfriend said.
Fuck Terry.
Wow.
You know what?
Wow.
Terry,
wow.
I feel like,
what?
I feel like Terry was a great character, but just an okay wrestler. He was all right.
Who, Terry Funk?
Yeah. I'm
not I wasn't a huge Terry Funk fan either.
He was a good character.
I appreciated him.
He was a good character.
I
mean, he fucking saved
ECW. You egg-sucking dog.
Dusty Rhodes, you're nothing but an egg-sucking dog.
Yeah.
You did this to my arm. I got an infection. I nearly lost my arm. Ric Flair, nearly lost my arm.
Oh, my God.
You boys, come come over to the table. I got some good 8-pound tens right here. Come on, Terry Funk. Come on. I don't want to buy any of your shit. Come on over here, buddy. I got all the shit for you. I got some Jack Briscoe fucking keychains right here for you.
Jack Briscoe keychains.
We should do a fucking home shopping club. Tommy Rich giving.
Don West.
Be dialing, people. We got some 8x10s, people.
Tommy Rich.
Fucking 8x10s in the heels, people. Well, let me tell you something, Don West. If you come over here to my table, I got the
8x10s. Oh, my gosh, it's funny. Come over here, boys. I got my 8x10s when I was a heel.
I got some DVDs right here of all my stuff when I was a heel. Then as a face, I got some stuff right here.
I have another table.
Oh my God.
You know where I got these fucking DVDs, Phil?
I got it from a Negro.
That's what I'm saying right here, man.
I want to see Eddie's reaction at that.
I'm telling you, Eddie. I just played the old episode 50 on Thursday at work because 20th anniversary of the Heroes of the Ring.
That's so funny.
Oh yeah.
Eddie came over for that to my house. We had so him and I. Eddie, myself, and the other guy, and it was a fucking great episode, man. Ooh. Go listen to the courtship of Shining Wizards Eddie. It's on. It's episode 50. Uh-huh. It's really fucking good, man. So,
wifey's in the house. Hey, baby. Hi.
Hey, baby.
Tom. She just said Tom.
Hey, baby.
Are you talking about Dr. Tom Pritchard?
No, I think she's saying Tom.
Hey, babe.
Babe. All right, let's get the fuck out of here, shall we?
Let's go.
Let's play some music. What shall we play?
Play something funny.
Play something funny?
How about Weird Al Yankovic?
What? No.
No?
Let's play something from 1989.
Okay.
Fine Young Cannibals. No. She drives me crazy.
And I can't help myself.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah. I can't stop. Babe, phone? Oh.
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 Oh. Oh, that's what happened. Oh, I see what happened. My kid is up. Logan's up.
Oh, fuck.
Do we wake him up?
No. No, we're just... Oh, Jesus. Your mom loved the video, by the way.
What happened?
Your mom loved the video.
Oh, loved the video?
Yeah.
Pick a song before we go home. Jay, pick a song.
You pick a song.
Oh, you don't want me to. I know 1989, like the back of my hand.
So?
Poison.
Poison?
Unskinny Bop.
You know what? I got something better for you. And it was his birthday yesterday. Hold on a minute.
Oh, there we go.
Dear Lord.
He was 65 yesterday. Yes. And this came out, I think, 88 or 89 with Steve Vai on fucking guitar.
Oh, there we go.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? All right. Let's play this fucking awful commercial. Wow, wow. Yeah, exactly.
Wow, 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 wow,
I think it's 88 or 89. No, this is Eat 'Em and Smile, right?
Yeah. Eat 'Em and Smile.
Wow, wow.
What?
Fucking Steve Vai on guitar.
Yeah.
There's a Spanish version of this, by the way.
Yeah, I just found that out recently. Fascinating.
What a fucking Jew.
Oh, a little DLR.
Little David Lee Roth, 65 years young. And he was trained as EMT by one of my mentors.
Yeah.
Shout out to Boss Lady Linda Reisman. All right. We're done. That was a good episode. Thank you.
Yeah.
I really wasn't coming out tonight. I appreciate you guys pushing me through.
That's what we're here for, buddy.
Yeah,
I know,
brother.
Man, I appreciate it. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. You guys were awesome. Don't forget, 2 weeks, we're going to be at fucking 80s Wrestling Con. Jason. I knew this was Bob J. We'll be at the 80s Wrestling Con in Freehold, New Jersey at iPlay America. And go to TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, RantEarMRadio.com, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, Dark Satellite Media, Pro Wrestling Tees, go buy a fucking shirt because we need money, and all the social media gimmicks.
Yeah.
I think that's it, right?
That's it.
Anything else going on? 8th anniversary of the Wizards next month. I think that's it. Thank you, everybody. Chat room. All the girlfriends are in there, the wives.
Absolutely.
Everybody was in there tonight. You guys are fucking awesome.
Wow.
All right. And going to fucking Wally World tomorrow, right?
Uh-huh.
Right. I'm fucking... That's what my life has become.
Gonna go buck nutty in Wally.
Single and fucking going to Wally World.
Listen, when you get excited over Wally World, you know something's wrong.
Yeah, I'm old and I'm fucking single.
I get excited over...
That's the bottom line.
Maybe we'll see Tommy Rich over there.
You guys want to buy some Q-tips? And some Gatorade?
Give me the greeter.
And some Welcome to Walmart.
You want heel Tommy or you want baby face you want, Tommy?
You want the heel card or you want the face card? Oh, man. On behalf of Jay and Choppy, I'm Philly Ray bidding you all do, reminding you all to take care of yourselves, each other, avoid the clap, don't get arrested, don't say any of those nasty words.
Which ones are you talking about?
Exactly, if you have to ask.
You mean a heel word?
You mean the heel words? Boy! That's a white racist word. Anyway, God bless you guys. See you next week. Same bad time, same bad channel.
Uh-huh.
Take care, comb your hair, and go fuck your hand.
Wow.
Peace. Good night.